Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am so excited and so focused on this Obama film, The Obama Deception. There I've announced the official name, that I'm torn. I want to spend time with my family, but I know my family has no future if I don't stay up here and work hard. We worked till 3 in the morning on Saturday. We worked till midnight last night, and here I am back live on the radio right now, and I'm even debating whether I should go home today for dinner to see my family and come back, or if I should just stay here, because I have set the deadline, because time is of the essence, to release the Obama deception at prisonplanet.tv and on DVD on the 15th of March, 2009, or about what? We're talking 28 days and then 4 days. So we're talking 32 days with 15 on it. So we're talking about less than 50 days to get this documentary done. And for months we've been preparing the research, the footage, the clips, and doing interviews, man on the street. We got the interview with KRS-One that'll definitely be in there. Webster Tarpley, economist, other folks. And I see these silly comments on Infowars.com, but I only address this to show the lack of reality, the lack of being, you know, connected to reality. People are like, why didn't you release this film before he was elected? Well, it takes even a big organization months and months and months to make a documentary. We're a small organization, and I wear all these other dual hats. Plus, we didn't know until about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, I figured it out by Bilderberg, 2008, that he was the heir apparent. And still, we have to let his agenda take shape. You know, if I would have made a Barack Obama film before the election, people would have been, well, what's your proof he's going to do all of this? No, now he's in office. Now everything we said he was going to do, he's doing. And so we have all the evidence, all the material. And this is not going to be a film about, his real name, or the fact that he's from Indonesia, or the fact that he's may not be a proper, full-blown U.S. citizen eligible to be president. We're not going to get into, all the weathermen and terrorists and people. We're going to get into all the corrupt money launderers and scam artists that are in his administration. We're going to get into how they're a bunch of Chicago thugs. But that's a very small part of the film. We come out in the film and attack George Bush. This is meant to shatter left-right paradigms, not put people tighter in their left-right labels. The establishment, plays Limbaugh off against Obama, Obama off against Limbaugh to reaffirm the two wings of the same bird of prey that's feeding on us, this carrion bird that seeks to create a devastation of rotten flesh in society so it can feed and feed and feed. Now, we get into who his advisors are, how they're globalist, how he calls for a new world order, how they're all calling for world government, what world government means, the Bilderberg Group setting up the banking implosion, exactly what they're doing with the whole financial mess. So really, it's a Barack Obama / financial implosion report, and how we're at the same crossroads we were in 1913, when the private bankers took over the U.S. and created their income tax to pay themselves. Not one red cent of the income tax goes to run the country. All goes to interest to the foreign banks. How we're now at Federal Reserve 2.0. This is now the final world government where openly the private banks will openly, you'll pay your taxes to them, your new carbon taxes, and they're setting up that body right now. And so we get into that. We get into the youth brigades, the gun confiscation, how they plan to implode the economy so government can be the savior. This is the film we need. Exposing Obama, exposing the Republicans working with him, exposing the banker looting and hijacking of our country. The banker coup. The Obama deception.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at the size of that thing. Cut the chatter. Accelerate to attack speed. Lock your X-foils. In position. We're going in. We're going in full throttle. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take on Barack Obama at the peak of his power. Just like I took on George Bush at the peak of his power after they staged the 9/11 attacks. Before they launched the attacks, I took them on the attacks. I said, call the White House, tell them, don't stage the terror attack. And we even named the World Trade Center as their probable target and Osama bin Laden as their fall guy, as their patsy. And I'm telling you now that it is even worse than Webster Tarpley has said. He was absolutely right about everything he laid out. And you know, I don't always see things coming. I did see that Obama was their heir apparent by Bilderberg last year, but I just couldn't imagine a messianic type Hitler or Stalin of the 30s and 40s and 50s, a Mao Zedong of the 50s and 60s. But they're actually doing it. They're setting it up. And we realize here in this office, this is a very serious undertaking. That's why we're so committed with the Obama deception. And that's why I'm asking everybody in the alternative media to support this film. And I'm asking you, the listeners, to get the word out about this documentary, because it will lay out the real agenda of Obama and why he's so dangerous. And it will do it in the one way that will actually damage their New World Order operation, and that is shattering the left-right paradigm. If you attack Obama from a right-wing position, it only strengthens him, because the right-wing attacks and positions are not based in reality predominantly. And they continue to pose as if the Republican Party is the answer to Obama when both of those parties are working in tandem. And most Americans in major polls understand that. Congress still has a 9% approval rating. The people are just being fooled, at least a large portion of the public, by Obama thinking he's an outsider, not knowing his pedigree, not knowing his policies, not knowing who his real advisors are. And they're being fooled by the little stunt of him saying they'll look at closing Guantanamo sometime in a year when they're announcing that they're only going to have new camps and indefinite detention here in the United States. And as you notice that right on time, two former Gitmo detainees pop up in these highly produced little clips saying they're with Al-Qaeda and they're going to get us, right when they're talking about shutting down Guantanamo. I mean, that is completely staged. People say, well, what's Guantanamo for? They don't have real terrorists there. It's there to get fake confessions, and it's there to recruit operatives who will then go out and play the part of terrorists for the New World Order. So, I mean, that is so easy to read. But for a half-awake public that just kind of, you know, walks by the TV set while that's on, they think, oh, look, they let them out of Guantanamo, and now they're top Al-Qaeda commanders. These two latest guys, they dropped off in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago after 3-plus years in Gitmo, and they just pop up as Al-Qaeda operatives. I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like the supposed hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, and then when they leave the country to go spy on real Muslim terror groups, and the embassies won't let them back into the U.S., they tell them, look, they're CIA, let them in. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception trailer is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. In hindsight, I mean, we show in the trailer that it's bipartisan, that the Republicans and Democrats are working together. But I don't think it's clear enough for some of the Obamanoid supporters, because they're in the comment pages on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go over some of these comments later in the hour, quote, doing debunking. And they're saying, oh, this is just more right-wing conspiracies, you know, like they did for 8 years with Clinton. You know, Alex is just a racist. They're saying the same thing in the YouTube comments. It's the minority of people. And folks are countering them, saying, look, Alex Jones went after Bush. He was right about that agenda. And you know, this is transcending the left-right paradigm. But I wanted to go over one guy in there, and we did check his IP addresses. It's the same guy who's posting as multiple people having conversations with himself going, yes, I support the earlier poster. He's right. Now I'm wise to Alex. I was a fan, but now I'm not. And it's the same guy. It's the same person in there in engaging in deception. So that's probably a government disinfo operative. And being able to look at these IP addresses is very, very helpful to we're just so busy, we usually don't have time to track and trace and see what these people are doing. Half the time, they're open military. They put their public handle on. You link to their handle on MySpace or Facebook, and they're in the military. They're in PSYOPs, and they're so proud of themselves that they admit they're engaged in propaganda. But this individual and individuals are saying, Barack Obama was against the bailout. He was against Paulson's bailout. Alex is taking this out of context where he's endorsing the bailout, which just isn't true, but they're counting on the public being dumb. Of course he was for it. Alex is lying. Martial law wasn't threatened. He's just saying that. Or Dennis Kucinich wasn't really mad at Kashkari. Alex is taking that out of context. Well, you know, we watched the entire five-hour hearing. I played lengthy clips of it on the show 2 months ago. And, both parties are there attacking Kashkari, saying, where is the money? Why is it secret? Representative Cummings from Maryland says, I only voted for this because Obama told me to and said it was good, but now it's a bait and switch. And then this guy's on the comment section going, Kucinich likes Kashkari. He said thank you to him 4 times. Yeah, he's real sarcastic. He goes, I just really want to thank you for being here. And I want you to know we're going to be investigating you and watching you. So thank you so much. The guy's like, oh, look, he's thankful. You know, this is out of context in the trailer. And so seeing that, there's no way this person is in there really being reasonable, really trying to counter and debunk. And then, sure enough, you go check the IP. He's then commenting under himself going, I agree with the earlier commenter. Absolutely, I used to like Alex, but now I've caught him in the lie about Obama. And then they go on to say, there's no youth brigades. That's not going on. It's Peace Corps. It's soup kitchens. So see how that works? As I told you in the last few weeks, they come out and go, we need national soup kitchens. We need you to volunteer. So now when we say we don't want 18 to 24, 18 to 25, as Rahm Emanuel has said, as change.gov has said, as Obama has said, on record, on TV, you know, their faces moving, their mouths moving, their counter will be what you're against soup kitchens, just exactly as I said. This is elementary psychological warfare. We're like, no, we're not talking about the PR front of this. We're talking about the reality of what's been proposed. And it's just no. There's no proposal for domestic military force. It's not true. Lies! I've caught you! With no proof. So, man, that only stokes me more because you guys in the government think, and these PR firms think that you can fool our listeners and our readers. You think you can fool them when all they do is study your tactics? You think you can fool me? You think you can create some buzz against my film before anybody's even seen it with lies and disinformation? And you think it is daunting to us? Can you imagine going on air 2 months before 9/11 and saying the White House is going to blow up the World Trade Center, call the White House, here's their number, and tell them don't do it, and having affiliate after affiliate turn me off? And to have Ted Anderson come in and go, you know, we never told you what to say or do, but you've already lost half your affiliates. This is by 9/11. Do you want to lose the rest? I'm just letting you know the stations are calling. And I said, yeah, I'm going to continue. And they said, okay, we back you. And I lost 2/3 or more of my affiliates. Now, we gained them back and then some over the years. But, you know, I'm ready to go to prison. I'm ready to be set up. I'm ready to be killed if they kill me. I don't want that to happen. I pray to God that doesn't happen. My work can continue. I'm ready to be slandered in the media. I'm ready to be punched in the nose. It's happened before. I'm ready for any lie to be told about me. And I'm sure it's going to happen, folks, because this is the big one. They're making their big move here. They didn't know how dangerous we were to their New World Order. Back when I went after Bush and Clinton, I was a lot smaller then, still substantive. Now we are a real force, ladies and gentlemen. because of you out there spreading the word. And I'm telling you, I'm committed. I'm going in against the Death Star and the info war, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going in full throttle, and you're the deus ex out there. Here's the analogy. You're the deus ex. I don't know if I'm going to make it down the trench to fire my photon torpedoes, the Obama deception, down the exhaust port. And I probably won't if you, the listeners, who are the Millennium Falcon, don't come in at the last minute when I'm about to get blasted and if you don't watch my tail. There's no way we're making it down this trench. There's no way I'm firing these torpedoes down the exhaust port unless you back me. And ladies and gentlemen, it isn't just going to be Alex Jones firing these torpedoes down that exhaust port. Okay? It isn't just going to be Alex Jones. We're all in there together. We are all in the cockpit together going down that trench. We got the surface mainstream media guns blasting at us. We've got their disinfo ops on our tail. We've got their black ops on us. I mean, this is the real deal, but we've got the people. And there is just a swarm of patriots and freedom lovers who have broken the left-right paradigm, that don't want to be fooled again, that want to stop the total banker takeover and world government being set up. And we are together in this fight. The enemy is losing all support. And the establishment said, we want Obama because he can bring the people back into trusting the government, trusting the system. And if they succeed, they win. And look, it isn't just up to us in the Obama deception. It's all of us working together on other issues, on other topics. People out there making scores of YouTube videos exposing Obama right now. I mean, the core of the resistance is exploding right now and expanding, and I salute you all. We'll play the audio from the Obama Deception Trailer 1 when we get back. Deception film, the title is The Obama Deception, is there's so many lies, so many things that this puppet's doing for the New World Order, so much globalism. But we're mainly going after the banking angle because that's what's going to destroy everybody financially, and all of his lies about the war, all of his lies about warrantless wiretapping. But mainly it's, hey, in the end, Obama is going to be destroyed by the New World Order politically. They're going to put the whole agenda on him, and in the end, when it, quote, doesn't work, because it's not meant to work, it's not meant to help the economy, when they're done suckering the people, it's all going to be blamed on Obama in the end, just like the whole agenda for 8 years was blamed on George W. Bush. We have to stop looking, like KRS-One said, at the Burger King manager and start talking about the Burger King franchise owners. That's a great analogy. It's very simple. When your burger's cold or your fries are cold or aren't cooked right, you come up and you say, I want to see the manager. I want a hot burger. I want good fries. And Bush comes over for 8 years. You figure out he's not going to give you a good burger. So now they say, okay, there's a new manager. Why don't we talk about the owners of the franchise? That's all I'm saying. Let's get past Obama. That's what the film's going to do. It's going to show he's a puppet, show he's a minion, show he's a liar, but say, hey, so was George Bush right out of the gates in this film. And so we can get past that and just objectively look at the real issues and say, are you really for these policies? That's like last week during the coronation, Luke Radowski's on the ground, National Guard troops surrounding him. We live video on PrisonPlanet.tv from the ground. And I said, okay, just walk up to the first person you see, give her the phone. Nice, middle-aged, over-the-hill black lady. Looks she's about 55, 60. Hand her the phone, and I said, ma'am, have you heard about the National Compulsory Service? Yes, I'm against that. Have you heard about the warrantless wiretapping continuum? Yes, I'm against that. Have you heard about A, B, and C, the banker bailout? She goes, yeah, I'm against that. So I said, so what are you for? Well, I know what she's for. Who couldn't be for it? Our first black president. That would be a great thing if he wasn't a New World Order stooge. So it is amazing. You know, that's the only thing of substance here, is that he is half black. And that's something that's so historical and so interesting that people are caught up in that. That's the New World Order bait and switch. Here is the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed. And a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen in the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. The people just rise up.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
1-800-259-9231.
Old Henry said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept
1-800-259-9231. Open phones today. Wide open phones on any issue you want to discuss.
Yeah, they ran through the friars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We
fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All you gotta have is the will to stand up against tyranny and realize we can win. And that's easy because we don't have a choice. We're being given no quarter by the New World Order. Left, right. We are going to have open phones today. You know, I could have had some guests on, but I wanted today to have wide open phones to talk about the coronation, to talk about the fact that Obama's one of his first acts was to kill a bunch of innocent people with Predator drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to shift 20,000 U.S. Marines. We're talking about 10,000 more for a total of 30,000, the entire Marine Corps force. And the Marine Corps head is saying, it is now time for us to leave Iraq. Yes, they're leaving Iraq and going to Afghanistan as new Army troops are sent into Iraq to replace them. And Obama's saying, we're looking now at 16 months, in 16 months, having a drawdown of the troops. So they're looking. Now, remember, he was going to take them out within 6 months. I promise when I get elected, 6 months, troops are gone. Now it's, well, we're going to look at it in 16 months. George Bush, since 2 months after the invasion of Iraq, has been saying, we'll look at 16 months. They've done that three, four times. Here we are, almost 6 years later. Yes, in a month and a half, mid-March, we'll mark the sixth anniversary. 6 years ago. 6 years ago, Iraq was invaded, and Bush said, they'll be home in time for Christmas. They'll be home in less than a year. And what happened? Well, they're still there, serving two, three, four, in some cases starting their fifth tours. Yeah, they'll let them serve a year and then send them home for two, 3 months, send them right back. Over and over and over and over. And then they spin it and say, well, you support the troops, don't you? There's all these billboards and TV ads about support the troops, support the war. You support the troops by not putting them in a fraudulent war. And even the Iraqi puppet government wants the United States out. Maliki saying, get out. We don't want you. Leave. And they're saying, oh, we'll look in 16 months. And then see, this is how these mind control paradigms work, these basic frauds. So that Obama looks like the liberal, because that's the same Bush policy to keep saying 16 months, then we'll look at it. 18 months, we'll look at it. Sometimes Bush would say 18, sometimes 16, but Obama's saying 16. Secretary of Defense Gates comes out and says, I don't know who Obama has held over. I don't know. I don't think we should look at 16 months and put a date on it. So see, that gives you the false choice. If Gates didn't come out and say, no, I disagree that they need to stay longer, it would make it look like Obama was the same Bush policy. But by Gates coming out and playing the bad cop and saying, no, no, they need to stay longer than 16 months, now the liberals will look at Obama and say, see Obama standing up? He's fighting with Gates. See, that's the controlled choice. You see how that works? Now the debate isn't, why aren't they leaving now? Now the debate is shifted to, is it 16 months or no date? Instead of, hey, how about we leave right now? See how they play that little mind game with you? We're going to be covering that in the Obama deception film. We ran out of time there going into the break. Didn't play the last 5 seconds of the trailer. The tagline is, the Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back. So that trailer is up on Infowars.com in super high quality from our servers. It's an example of medium quality, not our high quality, because a lot of people don't even have connections to get it in our highest quality that we have it at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's as good as DVD. You can't even tell the difference. You can blow it up. You can blow up PrisonPlanet.tv, high-quality videos, like Endgame we put up there in the highest quality, and you can't tell it's on a DVD on your big-screen TV. But a lot of folks don't even have connections that can get that good, so we have it in the medium-quality example for members. It's a members-quality video for everybody up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And then we have the YouTube version, and we want YouTube. People say, well, why are you still on YouTube if they're censoring you? And you know, they erased one of our videos that had over 1 million views last week of Building 7, BBC announcing it had fallen in its own footprint 25 minutes before it did. Because that's where things go viral. That's where there's hundreds of millions of people a day on there. That's where we have the biggest effect. Yes, people should post our videos on a lot of the other lesser video services where millions come every day. or in some cases hundreds of thousands come a day. We want to be where the action's at, where the battle's at, where the fight's at. So just because they censor us and black out our videos and erase them and play all sorts of games and reset hit counters and take away our, you know, number one awards and things so we're not on the main pages, so what? That means we're having an effect there. Continue attacking that sector. Continue in the info war. So I do hope you help us. This is step one in getting the Obama deception. We're taking the heat. We're the tip of the spear. We're going in full throttle here. We just need your support, ladies and gentlemen. And these will mail out March 15th, which is a month and a half away. And so the next few days, I'm going to put pre-order up there for people that want to have it first, because first come, first serve. Whoever orders first will be in an order, you know, printing out the orders that'll be stuck on those UPS packages. So the first person that orders will be the first person that that UPS package gets mailed out to. But it's not up on the Infowars.com shopping cart yet. It'll be up there in the next few days. Okay, I want to take phone calls, and then we'll get into all the latest economic developments, all the latest military developments, and there are a lot of them, but let's just start going to your calls now. Aaron in Ohio. Oh, actually, Joe in Florida was first. I missed that. Joe in Florida, then Aaron. Joe, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm just going to tell you, I just started listening to you, and I would like to commend you. You do an excellent job of giving us the information. I wanted to get into briefly, just real fast, is I'm an education major. I'm going to be a teacher. And I would just like to get your comment or your thought about this. Education should be the ability to freely come about and become aware. But in the classroom, one of the things I struggle with so hard is that they teach us that you have to be an authoritarian. You have to be authoritative. You cannot allow the student to have freedom in the classroom, and you have to limit them with rules. And it's a process that goes on throughout the whole education
system.
And then
that makes them, and then that makes them, instead of being, you know, a someone who respects the teacher and who wants to please them and learns the joys of learning, instead they begin rebelling, and that's in actually all the mind control pamphlets that the Department of Education puts out to the higher level folks. They don't tell the teachers. The teachers think, man, this stuff doesn't work. These are a bunch of idiots in the Department of Education. No, they're not. They're psych warfare experts. And they want, look, they knew that when they introduced suicide education in 1990, there's even been 2020 specials on this, that it would increase suicide. You know, 13-year-old girls didn't think about suicide before. Suicide was incredibly rare in people, you know, under the age of 15 or so. Now, suddenly, there's suicides everywhere with the introduction of suicide education, because they even teach you how to commit suicide. How to put a bag over your head with Freon, how to hang yourself. And then days after they have suicide education, little girls go in the school bathrooms all over the country and they hang themselves, or they teach them, don't go to the medicine cabinet and take two bottles of Tylenol. You know, when your boyfriend breaks up with you, don't commit suicide. You know, go talk to the school counselor. Then they put them on Prozac, which on the insert admittedly causes you to commit suicide. Then they go take it and then commit suicide. This is all done by design. By the way, it's a culture of death. We've heard Ted Turner and Prince Philip and all these world leaders come out and say there's too many people. We've heard Al Gore say it. Now Pelosi's saying that they want to massively increase Planned Parenthood, abortion in the U.S., saying babies are bad for our economy. So, see, this is a culture of death. Like Endgame says, they want you dead. Okay, they want you dead. But go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. I know you're going on, and that was a good point you're making. And the thing is, I wanted to also say is that it's almost become like a chore to become educated. Like most people almost, and that's what I want to get at, you make very good claims about mind control and eugenics. It's almost like people are almost disinterested in becoming educated and learning. And learning is one of the greatest things you can do. That's why, I mean, life is so great. You learn about things, and people become, oh, I'd rather play video games, or I'd rather sit on my cell phone.
You know, the Greeks said you had to, when they were very young, teach them the joys of knowledge and discovery. And so first you introduced them to, you know, really amazing concepts and to the stars, and you created a love affair with knowledge, and then you made sure they understood the basics and learned to read. Once that happened, then the mind opened up to knowledge, and then it's just exponential. But no, by design, they make it to where it's by rote. They make it to where it's boring. They make it to where it's frustrating.
And with the whole eugenics thing, I just, because I know you're busy and I'm sure you got so many callers, and I just want to thank you for taking your time and just talking to me. I think you're a real cool dude, and I'm glad that we got somebody up there on the front line. But with people, like, when people want to say, oh, there's no such thing as eugenics or, like control of the population, and I hate to say it, I'm not looking down on anybody for smoking cigarettes or alcohol or anything like that. In moderation, everything's awesome. But look at the numbers we have from people dying from cigarettes or alcohol or just so many things that, like, what is the purpose of cigarettes again? I understand that it's a good stress reliever, and I understand that, but...
No, I mean, obviously it's bad, but humans have always taken drugs and done things to excess that's bad for them. It's just the globalists accentuate all that and push a culture of decadence and weakness where people don't stand up and say no. Good to hear from you, Joe. Aaron in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
If there was a psychological attack on the people, how do you detect something like that and then fight against it?
Well, I mean, there's multifaceted systems of propaganda and psychological attack. But, I mean, cynically having the bankers create the implosion of the economy by design, then loot us for tens of trillions globally, 8.5 at least here in the United States, and then not tell the public where the money's going, and there's no discussion of investigations of all these bankers who stole all this money or all these derivatives or all these Ponzi schemes. The whole Wall Street thing is Madoff. You know, Madoff was the head of the NASDAQ, the founder of it. Just look at that psych warfare. The very people that engineered this collapse by design, the very ones looting everything in a dictatorship, a coup by Wall Street, are the ones posing as saviors, telling us that we have collective responsibility for this, and as if the American people engineered this, and that we're all going to have to roll up our sleeves and basically be slaves. I mean, it's sick. I mean, that's psychological warfare right there. Or lying about WMDs and then going and attacking two nations and killing over 1,300,000 people conservatively just in the last 5 3/4 years, almost 6 years in March. And then just kind of now that Bush is gone, forgetting about that. Now the war is depoliticized. And then Obama goes back on his promise and says, well, we'll look at the troops taking them out in 16 months. There's psych warfare right there. And then saying, you're not a good guy. You're not a patriot. You hate the troops if you don't want them to be in all these countries. If you don't want the troops to attack Serbia and bomb them with DU and blow up all their infrastructure and lie about them in the media and say that they attacked the Muslims, you know, you're bad. Or, if you're not for overthrowing Iran and putting a puppet dictatorship in, you're bad. Or if you're not for the White House putting out a PDD, ordering a known Wahhabist, which is real Al-Qaeda, to attack Iran for 5 years, and then go on the news and say Iran is Al-Qaeda, while criminals in the U.S. government are funding real Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. I mean, it's all just an outrageous fraud.
I got a DVD in the mail called Obsession. And I wondered if you've ever heard anything of that.
Yeah, neocon propaganda to demonize the Muslims. And the very Muslim groups they show are the radical Muslim groups in the 50s that the Pentagon radicalized and paid for their madrasa books to teach them to hate the West, to teach them to hate secular government, so they would overthrow mainline governments that would have made the Middle East and Central Asia first world. So, yes, that's the globalists pointing at the... And those radical Muslims were always there. The West went and funded them and used them to overthrow mainline secular governments in the name of fighting communism, which it wasn't, so that they would, and then now they use those same radical Muslims to attack Serbia, then the U.S. comes into their aid, or to attack the United States as a pretext to invade other countries. The radical Muslims work for the globalist. You understand how that
like
works?
A lot.
You understand that?
I just don't understand how someone's supposed to fight against something like that, because they have all the doctors and, you know, all the technology, and they only give us a little bit. Like, they give us cell phones that are track and trace your move, and I don't know how much, but...
Yeah, they only dole out a little bit, and then all of it is to oppress and control, whereas the technologies could just be neutral. They're designed for dehumanization. Here's the deal. If you're aware of their program and you're aware of the technocracy, it doesn't matter if the elite are 30, 40 years advanced of us under the national security cloak in advanced technological grid above our technological system. And that's what it is. We're in the matrix. I mean, we're being inserted into the physical matrix right now, but there's already a true matrix grid. If we are aware of that, and then of course it's ridiculous that Obama's going to change anything or Bush is going to change anything. We can go past the left-right dummy fight they get us in, and then see the global managers, and then it won't matter how high-tech their technology is, because they still need us to be fooled to the trick so that we go along with it. Being aware of it is the key.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you, sir. We'll come back and go to John, Thomas, Gary, Tim, and many others. Continual wide-open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. And I just want to thank all of you for your support by being prisonplanet.tv members. All of you that buy the books and videos at infowars.com are the best titles we found. And, of course, the films I've made, the book I've written, the book I've published, all available at infowars.com. Transmission continues in the defense of the human species against the technocrats, the scientific dictators.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell. About a brave young Indian, you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band, who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
We are back live and going straight back to your phone calls. Wide open phones today. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yep, that's great to hear. I'm glad to hear you're doing a piece on Obama. When was that release date again?
March 15th.
March 15th. A couple of quick questions. Is Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising going to be available for purchase on other websites other than your own?
There are some websites, some bulk purchasers that sell them.
Okay, yeah. I mean, do you think it's ever going to get distributed to retail stores like, you know, Borders or Barnes & Noble or anything like that, like Endgame and Terrorstorm were?
You know, I did that with those two films, and it was somewhat successful. Frankly, I have just been so busy that we didn't do those deals with the last two films.
Okay, that's great to hear. Getting back to Obama, isn't it funny? A lot of these anti-war lefties, you know, thought he was going to end the war in Iraq and scale back things, and wow, he goes ahead and starts bombing Pakistan.
That's right, and during all the euphoria, they're kind of going, well, he's got to do it. You know, it's keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda. So a total bait and switch. They politicized it. They made the war all about George Bush. And then now that he's gone, it's like, ah, forget about the war. That's a forgotten thing. We need to continue that.
Yes, sirree.
All right, good to hear. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what do you think the probability that he's going to instigate war with Russia?
Well, I appreciate your call. You could see the last 6 months of the Bush administration. It was already kind of the Clintonistas and the old Bush senior guard. So Bush 41, Clinton 42, President 42's people in there. And the new policy already started with the encirclement of Russia. And that had been going on unceasingly ever since the Cold War. Never really stopped there. So absolutely. And they're probably going to stage more terror attacks internationally, even here domestically. You know, that could come at any time. They're just continuing all the same rhetoric. We've got to fight Al-Qaeda. We've got to, if anybody hits us here in America, we're going to go after you. It's just going to be more of the same. And Obama's saying, look, we got hit. We got to do all this. Because Obama is a puppet. It's all a distraction. The exact same agenda is going to continue, just with a little bit softer rhetoric now. And we're already seeing them shift the propaganda right back to the basic things that Bush was saying. We're going to break and come back in 70 seconds and go to Thomas in Illinois, Gary Tim, Garl, Gary Travis, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I love taking calls. I love all the interesting directions you take us in. Later, I'm going to break down what happened in Pakistan. We're going to break down the latest economic developments as well. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this live 26th day of January 2009 edition. Wide open phones today, and I'm doing a pretty good job to get into your calls, but I want to accelerate through them now. You know, at all different issues. And later, you know, Iceland's the first government to fall from the banker scam. The problem is their real government's been taken over by offshore banks. That's what has to be removed. So we'll give some advice to the Icelanders who've gone from one of the richest nations in the world in literally 2 months to one of the poorest. One of the poorest industrialized nations. We'll also break down the Pakistan strike by Lord Obama and the latest economic developments. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Gary in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Three quick things. I'll be brief. Spanish subtitles. I got a couple of discs that have Spanish subtitles, and it's probably I get better reception when I hand those out than from other groups of people. They're very popular. It'd be good if...
Here's the deal. The cheapest places to do subtitles for a film, you know, that's 90 minutes long is like $5,000. I don't have that money. And I can't wait the month or two to have the subtitles done to release the film. It's key to get it out early. But there are free copies of most of my films, Endgame, Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, on Google and places, in Deutsch, in Chinese, in French, in Spanish. And so those are all there. But so, yes, I want people on the web to do subtitle versions for folks. This is a team effort.
To kick in for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team effort, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm literally, you can tell I'm in my main work mode right now because I have giant black circles around my eyes. They're going to get a lot worse in the next month and a half finishing this film and getting it out. So, and I'm not whining. I'm just saying, yes, I know I can do a better job. I know I can do more. But, you know, I've got to have the capital to do that, and I'm everything's going to hell in a handbasket, so we're kind of in a catch-22. We've got to grow to fight the globalists, but at the same time, you know, it's hard to get funds in.
That's time for people to volunteer and kick in. The other thing is, in the way of activism, video rental stores, they got the return slots. Those people are bored, and they get something strange coming through their hands. They'll be looking at it. So I started hitting on those. And the other thing is, I'd like to know if, beauty parlors are good, too, because they like talking there. Another thing is Warren Buffett-Obama connection. Do you touch upon that in your new film?
Yes, I mean, we've got list. We've typed out probably 40 pages of stuff. But I just wrote a note there to remember that Buffett and how Warren Buffett, this globalist, is tied into him.
Yeah, I met with Obama shortly after he made Illinois senator. And he's like a kingmaker because he also met with Schwarzenegger, as you recall. So
yes.
I think that's kind of key there.
And then Schwarzenegger met with the Rothschilds as well.
Right, yeah, big time on that. So keep up the good work, and I'll be looking for those Spanish subtitles out there. Thanks.
Sounds like you're taking action. We love you. Okay, who's up next here? Thomas in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good.
Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been awakened since about when you put the fourth hour on your show, and ever since then, it's part of my daily regimen. I want to tell you, I went to the inauguration. I kind of supported Obama throughout the campaign, but the Obama I supported and what we got now, it's like he's been run through a scrubber, a new World Order car wash, and it's not even what I was supporting. But I just wanted to say that I know what, when we get marched to the camps, I know what it's going to look like. Bush declared D.C. Emergency, state of emergency. And when we got there, we got herded like cattle. We got pushed around, people talking down to us, all the officials. This is what it's going to look like, people. Wake up. Alex, you're doing a great job. I'll talk to you.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Yeah. We have to approach Obama not from a left-right perspective. I'm going to talk about that when we get back and we go to calls. If we attack him from a right-wing perspective, it's going to empower the right wing of the New World Order. Okay? We cannot do that. We have to approach it from the truth that it's not left or right, that this guy is a New World Order frontman and puppet and wants to keep you confused with left or right.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I talk about left-right paradigm, but what does that mean? You know, in our country's history, there have generally been two major parties, or a new party will come in and replace one of the two, or it will grow into a new party. And occasionally you have third parties like the Bull Moose Party, or you have something like Ross Perot did, or Teddy Roosevelt. And the elite wants the people to think that they've got a choice within the two parties. And in the past, there have been major differences throughout history. But there have been times before 1913 where the elite got control of both parties. And bad things always happen. The robber barons, you know, what they did in the 1870s and 1880s and 90s and into 1900. When they controlled both parties, they would send Pinkerton Security and other, quote, strike busters out. They would just go to people's farms, ranches, mining camps that people owned, and they would just kill everybody. They would just machine gun everyone. I mean, just like Wounded Knee, they'd kill men, women, and children. And then people would rebel and riot, and there'd be political action, and there were a lot of independent newspapers to get the news out, and then they would have political change. So we're always struggling with elites. But with Obama, just one facet of the left-right paradigm. Limbaugh comes out and attacks Obama. Limbaugh comes out and attacks Obama on predominantly issues that aren't very significant or aren't substantive, or he puts out arguments that are flawed or faulty or false. And some arguments that are legitimate, but he mixes them all together. And so you've got tens of millions of Americans that hate Rush Limbaugh, that identify themselves as leftists, or people who are moderates who just don't like him. They know his history. They know he puts out a lot of disinformation. And so if Rush Limbaugh is attacking Obama, he must be good. And it's the same thing with other talk show hosts and other parties, to where when somebody legitimately comes out and says, hey, you're against the war you claim, but you're continuing it. You went back on your promise. Oh, shut up, right-wing racist. Well, no, Limbaugh isn't attacking Obama for keeping the troops in Iraq. He's attacking him on other issues that don't really matter. And then some legitimate issues, like the fact that we're already bankrupt, how can there be more spending? How can they increase the size of government? So, see, the left out there won't support Obama if he was just sitting there continuing the war, continuing the police state, continuing all the corporate looting, and he's gone back on his word with appointing lobbyists to the Pentagon positions and other key areas. But see, if the Democrats, that are the grassroots, see him being attacked by the establishment right wing that isn't right wing at all, they're just the other power group that's bidding for control of the CEO job, the manager job for this regional governorship known as the United States, is already part of the North American Union. And so it's a diversion and distraction to focus on Obama as if he's a leader, as if he's running something, because then they can just put the whole agenda on him. Later, the public will end up blaming him. This dream will turn into a nightmare, and then they'll just put in a new puppet who'll be a Republican. And then it'll take a few years to wake up to the fact that he's a scammer. Then they put in a Democrat again. So that's one issue. But the other issue is, by all these right-wing attacks, That then makes the left circle the wagons and support Obama no matter what he does. And then they're not going to wake up and get angry about all his betrayals because they'll see an outside threat. They've invested psychologically, mentally, financially in Obama. They want things to get better. Most of them are well-meaning people, even if they're misguided. And so they will see anybody who criticizes Obama as people trying to hold up Obama fixing things. And Obama will say, see, they've held me up. That's what he said last Friday, that he wanted to leak out to the press in a meeting with Republicans and Democrats from Congress. He said, look, we're not going to get anything done and fix this economy if people like Rush Limbaugh set the tone. We've got to come together. So people hear that. They go, yeah, we got to come together. Oh, my gosh, right, the right wing and Rush Limbaugh, they're keeping Obama from saving us when Obama was never intending to save you and couldn't save you because he's a puppet and he's carrying out the exact same New World Order agenda. So we have to reach out to the left from the position of, hey, nothing's changing decade after decade, president after president, except some of the rhetoric under this left-right system. The special interests have bought them all off. Please look above the heads of these puppets. Don't be fooled. Don't be suckered. And you can even approach the liberals and say, look, do you want to end the war? Do you not want to encircle Russia? Do you not want to start a new Cold War? Do you not want to have a bigger than a $1 trillion defense budget? Obama says that's not big enough. I mean, it's gone from $400 billion when Bush got in to $600 billion to $700 billion, and now $1 trillion plus? I mean, on the main budget, the fiscal 2009 is $1 trillion. And then there's hundreds of billions of supplementals. And so instead of arguing Republican, Democrat, Rush Limbaugh, Al Franken, let's just stop here and say, what are the policies? Do we like what Obama's doing in reality versus his rhetoric? And let's just get past Rush Limbaugh and get past Arianna Huffington and get past all these establishment pundits that keep us locked in the left-right paradigm, and let's look at what's really happening. And then approach it from a grassroots perspective of let's pressure Congress, Republican and Democrat, together instead of fighting with each other. And I'm neither. I'm a populist. I'm a constitutionalist. But let's say, let's come together and agree on what we agree on. I mean, you've got almost 80% in every major poll I see against the Iraq war. You've got 90%+ of the Iraqis wanting the U.S. out, including the puppet they put in is saying, get out of here. The Pakistan operation is unpopular. Afghanistan's even more unpopular. The troops don't need to be there. They need to leave, but it's a huge black hole for the globalists to pump money into their no-bid contracts and to get the opium that's up 800% since the takeover in 2002. Late 2001, 2002, the invasion. More troops dying there every day, every week than are dying in Iraq currently. And Obama is actually sending more troops to Iraq with a bait and switch while he moves the old troops into Afghanistan. Okay, instead of talking about left-right, are you for that, Democrats? Is that what you were for? I mean, when I said in 2005, I said, go ahead and vote for the Democrats. We have to repudiate the Republicans, but you're just going to see the war in Iraq continue, guaranteed. People are like, no, Alex, you watch. The Democrats get in. They're going to do something about this. They're going to turn this around. You know, you're just a right-wing hater. And I said, no, we have to repudiate the Republicans. Go ahead and vote for the Democrats. But I'm saying when they betray you, vote them out with a third party or a Republican who says they're anti-war, a Libertarian, a Green Party. I mean, let's be adults about the policies. Let's live in reality. Let's live in the real world instead of being led around by our nose. And in 4 to 8 years, when they put a new Republican in, I'll be here day one. Lord willing, if I'm still alive and still on the air and not set up and put in prison or something, I'll be here going, now, come on. I cut my teeth going after Clinton because he was a New World Order front man. I went after George W. Bush for 8 years. I went after Obama for 4 years. Or 8 years, and I'm telling you, this is a puppet. I mean, I don't want to be here in the same spot. And you know, going back 8 years ago, going back 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, most people were still in the left-right paradigm. And this is the key. Depending on the off-year election or the presidential election, the Republicans, when they were in favor as the out party, you know, replacing the Democrats, they would have a 55% approval rating on average, and the Democrats would have a 45%. And then people would wake up to the Republicans being a fraud So they'd put in the Democrats, and it would flip. You know, 54% for the Republicans, or for the Democrats, and then 40-something percent for the Republicans. So people were still being fooled by the bait and switch. After 2006, especially, when Democrats saw big majorities in the House and Senate, but the wars all continued and expanded, Congress's approval rating fell to 9% and is still there today. Republican and Democratic leaders all had very low approval ratings and still do. Because the public finally started getting it, going, wait a minute, these people are all bought and paid for by the same people. And I know you, the audience, really know this, understand it. You've got to get the message out to the people. Because we don't want to be here in 4 to 8 years doing the same thing. In 2 years in Congress, we want to see a huge anti-establishment, anti-New World Order move into Congress that is saying, okay, enough is enough. Get all the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Stop encircling Russia. Stop all the corporate looting. Abolish the Federal Reserve. Because by then we'll be in a total depression and the public will know who engineered it and who did it to them if we tell them the truth, if we put the information out and counter the establishment. So the public is desperate going into a depression. They're hoping Obama, who claimed he'd end the war and end the wiretapping and end all this, keeps his promises. And so they're giving him a shot. But Obama says himself he's got a couple hundred days to ram his agenda through, because then everybody's going to wake up to him and he's going to stall. And that's what Bush did. Remember Bush, a couple hundred days into his presidency, 200 and something, they staged 9/11. He comes in with a 55% approval rating. It drops to 38%. Boom. 9/11, it shoots up to 92, 93%, depending on the poll. But he only had a few years. And what'd he do when he had that approval rating? Set up a bigger police state, launch wars. So I do believe you're going to see staged terror attacks internationally and probably domestically. And you're going to see domestic terror attacks where they claim white supremacists are trying to go after Obama. And the last thing we want is for anything to happen to Obama or his family or any of these politicians or any of these people. They're all puppets, and the New World Order will use that to come down on both feet on the public and sell large portions of the public to go along with it. We want to politically decapitate the New World Order peacefully in the info war. So we are releasing the Obama deception on the Ides of March when Julius Caesar was killed in the Roman Senate. But we want to politically kill the idea of the New World Order. We want to politically and peaceably have an Ides of March on the overall tyranny and the mass delusion and the fraud. We want to destroy the mind control. Boom. All right, we're going back to your calls right now. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Travis in Texas. Travis, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for fielding the front lines for all these people calling in. I know it's probably hard to sort through and switch subjects all the time as you do. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess my question, first of all, I think you're right about Obama, and I've seen it come in as well, and I've kind of been hip to things for quite some time, and it seems like things are just, I try to explain it as dominoes being set up. As soon as you see the lineage, you can see how it's all connected and
exactly.
Kind of interesting.
The more you study it, the clearer the picture gets. And then you read a globalist think tank document planning it all, and you go, my God, that's exactly how I saw it. I mean, they've set it up.
Right. Yeah, it's like marketing stances. You know, you see different marketing ploys just for, you know, larger corporations and stuff. And you can see exactly what they were thinking. It's not too complicated to see where, you know, the propaganda lays.
Exactly, and they build program on top of program and have managers over each sector. That's how people go, it's too complex, how do they run it? Well, these are institutions.
Exactly.
That's what they do. They run and control complex systems.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that I hope this could be wrong, but I do believe that Obama's probably treading water until some sort of false flag attack and further in the agenda under a new guise of, you know, getting people actually involved in wanting to participate in ways that Bush couldn't get people to do.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to stage stuff to keep the agenda going. Because when the public finds out that he's continuing the banking takeover, that he was behind it, you know, as one of the big people pushing it, when they find out this is a total betrayal, I mean, they really think he's going to suddenly just snap his fingers and make the economy better, when even if he was a good guy, he couldn't do that because the offshore banks are in total control of this nation and are carrying this out by design.
Right. Right. I thought it was really interesting that he gained so much funding early on and set precedents for the amount of money that people gave.
And it was all Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, it was the big ones, and they don't put all their eggs in one basket unless it's a sure thing. And it happened so fast, so early on. It was amazing. One thing that I really wanted to get to, I haven't heard you talk much about this, and I catch your show when I can. But I've never heard one thing that I have a problem with is exactly where the end of the end game is. I can make sense of a lot of things and I see it going on, but I can't, at the end of the day, I'm not happy with just that some people want power. And I wonder if there's more.
Well, these are eugenicists. They believe it's a good thing to kill off most of humanity and to engineer us. They're control freaks. They're playing God. They've stated why they're doing this. They're going to set up a world government, have forced one-child policies, huge taxes on you if you have more than one, then it'll just become illegal, just like China did. The U.S. paid them to do that. The U.N. paid them to do it. George Bush was the ambassador who had them sign the deal in the mid-70s. And they're just going to then have controlled bioweapon releases and other things. And after each event, they'll herd us into more compact cities. They'll pose as the saviors each time they attack us. And now DARPA's announced they are putting up mind control towers. It's mainstream news that will put out ultra-low frequency to, quote, soothe the public because we can't have riots. I mean, everything is so crazy that's happening. And they'll just keep chemtrailing us and keep putting more and more of the children on Prozac and Ritalin. Now over 100 million prescriptions for Prozac alone every year in the U.S., just a THX-1138 overlaid with a 1984 society as the priest of power, as O'Brien says in 1984, wage war against humanity.
Well, let me cut to the chase on this main talking point, because it's kind of a gear shift. I was wondering what your take is on, you know, propaganda is a river that runs extremely deep, as you know, and I have my suspicions about the omissions from the Bible as being, you know, an early text to rein this in. Some of the secrets, some of the cover-ups that have gone on, and not to mention the New Testament on top of, you know, it's just a new way of putting things out. I wonder what you know about the Sumerian text, or what you think, if there might be a lineage that goes back to that. And that being said, if the New World Order, the people that are really bringing it in, have some sort of lineage to...
Okay, let me answer that question when we get back. Thanks for the call. I'll answer that and take a lot more calls straight ahead. Some of the news, continuing with the calls throughout the broadcast, like Pelosi. Their answer to start the economy, pay women not to have children. All part of the eugenics program. We'll break that down. Also, the fall of Iceland's government. We'll go over that as well. Also, one of my staff, one of my crew members' high school son was sent this Army recruiting propaganda letter and this sports calendar to sell them on joining the military. And we'll go through some of that propaganda for folks as well. By destroying the economy, people don't really have a choice but to go into government service in the economy, but then that's paid for by taxpayers. And now the military is openly going to be used against the American people, as evidenced by what we saw last Tuesday at the coronation, excuse me, inauguration. But answering the earlier caller's question, when the Baltimore Sun almost 7 years ago came out with a cover story about how DARPA, that invented the internet and cell phones and most of the technology we use today that they then give to select corporations, by the way, most of them not even U.S. corporations, talk about national security violation. We pay for the research as taxpayers. It's almost 90% of all research going on at universities is for the federal government and DARPA. The military-industrial complex, its undue influence over the colleges, as President Dwight D. Eisenhower said in his farewell address in 1960. But, you know, they wrote a story about how DARPA was working on putting up towers around U.S. cities that would put out different waves to soothe people to stop riots. Just openly, oh, we're going to put mind control towers up. We're studying it. And then a few weeks ago, I saw mainstream tech magazines, several of them we covered here on air, saying, oh, yeah, there's all these patents the government's looking at for ultrasound and ultra-low frequency and all these different things that can soothe people. And, you know, it can help you not have seizures, or it can help you not have Parkinson's, or it can help you if you're depressed. And, oh, they're talking about putting these up around the country to soothe the public. I mean, it's openly being announced. And the caller's like, what does this have to do with Sumerian text? This. It's been in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Houston Chronicle. It's been in all these papers. They built all these FEMA camps and FEMA centers and the military civilian inmate labor camp program. And the public still can't admit that. They have trouble dealing with it. Or the Army War College saying the military's main job will be suppressing the American people during a collapse of the country. And, you know, police come out and say in Phoenix, we're ready to work with the military. We're prepared to suppress the people. And, you know, it's in hundreds of newspapers, but still we're weirdos because we talked about it a decade before. Not, oh, my gosh, you were right. Tell me more. You know, give me insights. You study this. This is what you do. Or, oh, it's not that bad, Alex. No, it is that bad, and it's happening. We're slowly being acclimated. And, you know, I get up on air and I talk about cross-species, human-chimpanzee hybrids, or I talk about glowing dogs that are part jellyfish and or potatoes that we're eating that kill the rats or sterilize the rats that eat them. And people go, oh, there's not insect genes in the, you know, in many strains of potato. There's a lot of denial going on out there. So we're here in the future. We're here in 2009. This is Buck Rogers. But the people running the system are using the Buck Rogers technologies to dumb us down, to manipulate us, to poison us. And it's so crazy that people are kind of back in a 1950s mode, not believing this is happening. We kind of live in this playland of work and malls and shops and our cars and waxing our cars or our jewelry or our neighbors or going out and having fun. And we're in this suppressed technological system. We're at least 30 years behind what the elites admit they really have, and that they wall off from the public and their national security dictatorship, that they're now expanding down into the stagnant technological playland that we've all been locked in. And you can use the analogy of the elite are above us in these technological spires, or you could use the H.G. Wells, kind of like the elite that are cold-blooded and scientific and study us like a human might study amoebas in a petri dish. You could use the analogy of they're below us in the shadow government, in the redoubts, in the keeps, in the shadow government like the Morlocks. And we're the little Eloi up here on the surface, like little idyllic animals, sheep grazing, lambs to the slaughter to the Morlocks. By some twist of faith, we, the Eloi, had become slaves and the Morlocks our masters. But nevertheless, that's going on. So I don't know about Egyptian and Sumerian text. I don't know about Native American you know, religious ideas and systems. I mean, I know about them, but I don't cover all that here because we don't do a lot of speculating here. We have trends. We have globalist operations. We read their published think tank documents until we're exhausted. And we know we're in a scientific dictatorship. We know they're bragging about it. We know it's intensifying. We know at the end of this, things just get worse and worse and worse. But they always promise, give us more power, it'll get better. Give us more power, it'll get better. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't have all the answers. All I can do is try to mobilize people. But I don't try to weigh in and argue and fight with all the different thousands of Christian sects and denominations. I don't try to get into this and argue about Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and agnostics. When I do cover religion, I cover the elite and what their religion is. And it is a Gaia worship at the mid-level. And at the higher levels, they are Luciferians. They write books about it, and they believe in killing the majority of the public. And they're very sick, satanic, sadistic, psychopathic sadist, control freaks. And you know, I just report that in a secular fashion. I don't come at this through some preconceived cultural lens. I mean, we've all got that to a certain extent, but I really try to knock that out, and I try to really look at what's going on. But has the Bible been used and twisted to control people? Absolutely. All religions, all thought systems, all philosophies can do that. You know, a really slick philosophy is what Obama's done, because it's so simple. It's just, yes, we can. We're going to make it better. We're going to work together. Brotherhood of men. We're going to feed the homeless. We're going to have equality. But that's all platitudes. That's all the surface. It's like the surface of an ice-cold Coke bottle. And inside is the ice-cold Coke, and you take a drink and it tastes good. But there's cyanide in there. And how do we know there's political cyanide? Humanitarian cyanide? Social cyanide? Because we know who his masters are. We know what his agenda are. We know what his Secretary of Housing is going to do, what they've said they're going to do. We know what their Secretary of Energy is going to do. We know what their drugs are is going to do. We know what Secretary of Defense Bill Gates is going to do. Robert Gates. I always get his name mixed up with Bill Gates. We know what their agenda is. And so we're just here covering it. We're just here dealing with it. And trying our best to reach out to people. Trying our best to not even get folks to think like we're thinking, but just to look outside the box. Just to think for themselves. And to look at Robert Gates and Rahm Emanuel and Brzezinski and Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner and just all of these people and who surrounds Obama. We know what's in the package. Not what's on the packaging itself. We know what's inside. Now, I want to go back to your phone calls and blitz through them, but I didn't play the entire Obama deception trailer, the audio of it. The video's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're asking you to tell your whole email list, to post it on your MySpace, to show your coworkers, to really start the buzz on this film, because it's a powerful film. It's an informative film. We've got probably 10 hours of already cut down footage and boiled down information. The great task, we've been working on this for quietly for about 4 or 5 months. You know, this stuff takes time. People are saying, well, why didn't you put this out during the election? Well, we didn't have all the answers then. We weren't sure he was going to betray. Now we are. We were preparing. We were doing interviews. We were researching. We knew he was going to do this, but we had to let it flesh out. Plus, it takes time to make a film. I mean, it takes people with hundreds of employees and big production companies years to make a documentary sometimes. We're doing this in just a few months. But we've done all the research, and I'm asking you to help us make this video that's on YouTube go absolutely viral. We're also adding links to those pages to a members' quality video, free to the public from PrisonPlanet.tv, a view of what our mid-grade, we put out high, mid, and low, and our low quality, of course, a lot better than YouTube, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So here is the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back.
And I'm on YouTube, and I'm looking at the type of comments. Now, these are the minority of the comments, but Explosive 08 is the name of this person. Their comments at the top right now. It says, laugh out loud. Republicans still crying. Your tears taste great. Go, Obama. Kick some Republican ASS. Now, the very next part of the film, because this trailer is really the intro. That's how I do it. I'm so busy making the intro. I never have time to make a trailer. So it's a little bit longer, a little bit different, but basically it's the same thing. Then it goes right into how Bush is evil, Bush is New World Order. The people got mad at him, and then how Obama's just a puppet. And then we go through the evidence. And I thought about leaving that in there, but it's just too long. So, but I mean, clearly watching it, you know, it's bipartisan. We're going after Henry Paulson. We're going after all of these people. We're going after Bush. We're showing how Obama pushed through and supported the banker bailout bill. So does this person care? Does this person, I guarantee you, if you talk to WTC7 was pulled, is a newcomer. He says, Alex Jones is the first film to expose this con artist. I really want to see it. And then under him, again, is this Explosive 08. Laugh out loud. Republicans still crying. Your tears taste great. Go, Obama. Kick some Republican hind in. But I guarantee you, if I talked to that person over a cup of coffee, I'd say, okay, are you for the banker bailout and the trillions missing and they won't say where it went? Are you for the Pentagon trillions missing because Obama's supporting that with Gates? Are you for the compulsory service? Are you for bombing Pakistan? Are you for moving Marines and Army out of Iraq but keeping a bunch there and moving them into Afghanistan? And instead of pulling down the troops, they're sending the new recruits, like Ted Anderson's son, who just joined the Army, to Afghanistan first. So they're beefing it all up. Are you for that? And they'll go, no, 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 no. As long as you explain to these liberals, hey, I'm not a Rush Limbaugh fake conservative. I'm against Bush. I'm against Obama. They'll go, oh, yeah, I see your point. Well, I'm hoping. I mean, everywhere I go, I have waitresses come up and say, Alex, what do you think of Obama? Are you happy? And I'm like, no, Bush was bad, but Obama still works for the same people. And they go, but he's Obama. Bush is gone. Aren't you happy? And I'm like, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. And then they just look at me bewildered and walk off. And I go, don't you understand there's an elite above them? I mean, to see you so childlike, to see you being fooled, to see you being conned, it's very upsetting. Very, very upsetting. But we do need funds to complete this film. And there is a donate button at InfoWars.com. Halfway down on the right-hand side, it says support the InfoWar. If you'd like to flat-out donate, you can do it there. Or you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Address to Alex Jones. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And folks have been stepping up to the plate somewhat, as Obama would say, with buying more of the books and videos off InfoWars.com and supporting us, plus with the best films and books out there. So I want to thank everybody for getting Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Martial Law, Barry Cooper videos, Don't Get Busted, How to, you know, Stop the Traffic Tickets, How to, you know, Defend Yourself. That's selling really well. Kevin Booth's American Drug War. Please go to InfoWars.com because we got a big nut to crack here every month paying everybody and running this operation. But we've moved into the space we need. On top of everything I'm doing, racing to do voiceovers, racing to write this film and finish this film as things are unfolding, I am going to get a camera rigged up and shoot like 2 or 3 minutes of a tour of the new offices to show you what we're doing and try to get that up the next few days. The problem is I got two video editors, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson, and they are working until 2, 3 at night every night and getting back here at 9, 10 a.m. And Aaron's producing on top of that. But you know what? You want to see the studio? You're going to see it by tomorrow. We'll have that up there for you. We're just going to turn the heat up. Stay with us. All right, I'm going to continue going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I'll then get into the newest eugenics announcements by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. What the bankers are up to, a lot of big developments there. But continuing with open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. Tim in Ohio, Gary, Chris, Dino, Joe, Lance, your calls are all coming up. Again, it is your purchases of the books and videos that make this radio show possible, so please visit InfoWars.com, plus of the best films out there, and support our sponsors. Anybody you hear me endorse, I believe in the product. I'm not endorsing network sponsors, I just haven't checked them out and don't know. But you hear me endorsing something, I believe in it. And one of them is My Solar Backup, ladies and gentlemen. MySolarBackup.com is the website. And it's from the folks at Solutions at Science, Solutions from Science. A lot of products that they sponsor through us that are just excellent. MySolarBackup.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. It is an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. You can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. A great unit, very affordable. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Tim in Ohio, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I had a few issues I wanted to discuss with you about the coronation, especially dealing with these two preachers that they had. Briefly, the black preacher that came on, I thought it was kind of racist because he came out and he mentioned yellow, black, and red were okay, but white had to do right.
Well, they have to reapply the guilt. Not so that people actually live in harmony. They have to remind everybody not to live in harmony and about supposed differences. And then it's a cult of white guilt. You know, there's a cult of guilt. Doesn't matter if both my grandfathers fought for the U.S. Military against Hitler. Americans in polls have guilt for the Holocaust, like we did it. You know, doesn't matter if we fought against it. You know, it's the same thing with, well, Israel can kill all these people in Gaza because of the Holocaust. They can do a Holocaust themselves. Well, it's the same thing with, you know, Americans are all white, evil, racist, and we've got to have a big government to help the black people. But what's the big government doing? It's coming in with these abortions. It's coming in with the birth control so there aren't black babies. It's coming in to tell the woman don't have a man in the house to break up their family so they can then imprison their young men. So again, they get us to go along with this guilt, but then that's only to carry out a eugenics agenda against particularly the blacks. So it's disgusting.
Well, I'm not just picking on him, because the white preacher, his prayer, Alex, it sounded more like a campaign speech. And when he mentioned the daughter's names, he sounded like he was doing a promo for some kind of pornographic movie where he said, Sasha. And if you go back and listen to it, I mean, those are the things that stood out to me. And especially the part when he asked for forgiveness, specifically said forgiveness for what we do to our fellow man and the environment. And then during the Lord's Prayer, B.O. was tight-lipped and stone-faced. He did not pray. And what's the deal with that second swearing-in ceremony behind closed doors at the White House?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to screw up the oath and not redo it on the steps, then days later do it in secret, but then the press reported, for the one pool reporter that could be there and the White House photographer, that there was no Bible.
Yes,
see, they do this all on purpose to let you know the old conventions are over, things are changing. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to come back in 70 seconds, already into the second hour. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv today in 20 minutes, or T-minus 21 minutes, 35 seconds. For the last hour and 40 minutes, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv today. I'm going to continue with your phone calls right after this break, and then all that news I've been mentioning, I will cover it. Plenty of time to get into all of it. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with wide open phones and then a ton of news coming up later in the hour on the economy, the collapse of Iceland. Is that a portent of the United States? Right now, your calls. Gary in Chicago. A lot of calls from Illinois and Chicago, where Governor Blagojevich has his trial starting today. He says he's not showing up to it. Gary, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hey, I want to say God bless you, Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen, Jason Burmis, your staff, and especially the guys from We Are Change. Those guys give me a lot of inspiration with their in-your-face type reporting. Hey, listen, something interesting happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I got a phone call from a telemarketer who started asking me my opinion of the Federal Reserve Board. And once I figured out what they were trying to do, I made sure that this woman understood that I thought it was an illegal organization. It was not it's a private.
Let me tell you what you got. Let me tell you what you got. It's called a push poll. And what they do is, it isn't even about taking your poll. It's a propaganda call hidden as a poll. I mean, this is mainline polling data. This is not my opinion. This is public information. It's not widely known. Do you appreciate the Federal Reserve trying to save the economy and trying to get money to poor Americans? Do you appreciate the Federal Reserve trying to do what it takes to get America back on the right track? And then it's not really a poll. It's to tell you about all the great stuff the Federal Reserve's doing. That, like, both parties have push polls. Like one against, say, Obama. Do you appreciate the fact that he wants to confiscate guns? Do you like that? And really, it's, and they'll even have your demographic, and a lot of them already have your phone number and know you're pro-gun or know you're a Republican, so they'll call, or vice versa, you know, if you're a Democrat, pro-abortion. Do you appreciate the fact that Bush wants to ban your right to an abortion, which wasn't true? And so it's called a push poll. But let me guess, they were telling you how great the Federal Reserve was in the questions?
Actually, no. I think that they were asking me fairly neutral questions, but I made sure that they understood my opinion was the Federal Reserve is an illegal organization, and I support nothing of what they do. And I tried to carefully answer the questions and make sure that that message got across, and I did not feel like I was being manipulated into something else.
Okay, well, that was a separate deal. That was a real poll by him. But just so people know the science of polling, not that I'm an expert, but I've studied it somewhat, and I've paid for a few polls with Zogby. What you do there is, you see, the Federal Reserve admits, you'll see it in the news, they've dispatched their agents, their minions, and they're calling in and paying large groups of high school and college academics to go out and propagandize for the Federal Reserve because they know they're the criminal group that's engineered the economy collapse, so they've got to go out and put their spin out that they're actually fixing things. But with you, you were getting a poll to find out how their propaganda was working. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I did tell the woman afterwards that she needed to research for her own personal information. The other comment I want to make is about the 9/11 thing. You know, every time I talk to some of my friends, I always tell them that I'm very suspicious about what happened on 9/11. And the responses I get are real interesting. Mostly, people are afraid to see the truth because it rocks their world and their belief system. And no one wants to lose their little piece of the pie that they have right now.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's scary to know that the people running the government are mass murderers.
Well, the best thing we can do is get that information out there, tell everyone we know to start asking questions. I don't even ask people to believe me. I just ask them to look at the facts and tell me where I'm wrong on what happened on 9/11. The last thing I want to say, Alex, is, Obama came in as this flaming liberal. All my conservative friends were worried about Obama. I said, don't worry about it. He's going to be just like George Bush in 6 months. And lo and behold, here we are. And their response is, well, Obama now sees the wisdom of the Bush approach. And my answer is no.
Exactly, exactly. Stay there. I'm going to hold you over. This is important. That is exactly what they're saying and doing. And the cover of Newsweek is Obama learns the wisdom of Cheney. So, see, that's the spin. Oh, he was till he saw all the documents and the intelligence. And now he's being reasonable. And he goes on Stephanopoulos' show and says, oh, that was all just campaign rhetoric. Yeah, stay there. This is and Republicans are like, I like him.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday Final Edition. All right, I'm going to break down the economy in a moment, get to Nancy Pelosi, but we're going to continue with all your calls. Gary in Chicago, you were making a great point. Walk through that slowly for people, because this is the psychology at work. With Pat Robertson and all these Republican leaders, Limbaugh's going to play the part of the opposition, going, hey, he's pretty sensible. I'm presently surprised. Hey, he's going to increase the wars. Hey, he's going to continue what Bush did, the spin in Newsweek and Time. When we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to run back in the office in our research area and bring some of those covers up here on TV. It says, hey, he's getting the wisdom of Cheney. But see, 2 weeks ago on Stephanopoulos, that's what he said. I agree with Cheney. I need to keep these powers. Right before he got inaugurated, a couple days before, he's like, yeah, I agree with Cheney. I'm starting to see what he's saying. He's right. I need to keep all these executive powers. The signing statements, all of it. So the only thing he's done is pay lip service to Guantanamo. And I remember 2 years ago, they were talking about shutting down Guantanamo because it was just the public camp to sell everybody on this image that they're holding terrorists. The real camps were overseas, and then now they're announcing they're going to move them to Briggs here in the U.S. and still have indefinite detention. And Obama's saying, we don't know what we'll do with these terrorists. And the news comes out, look, two people we released from Guantanamo are now al-Qaeda commanders. No, they're operatives putting out disinfo. That's clear. Because that's what they're doing there is torturing people and interrogating people and offering people money to then go play the part. Just like Adam Gadon, son of the ADL head, the grandson of the ADL head, who would go around a mosque beating Muslims up. He hated them so much. And then suddenly he's got a turban on. The Intel Center videos are being released directly from one of the former heads of PSYOP at CIA under Rumsfeld in the Pentagon. And going, oh, look, Adam Gadon, he's American al-Qaeda. He's going to get you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Go ahead, Gary, finish up.
Well, as I was saying, Alex, my conservative friends were all terribly afraid of seeing Obama as president. And after listening to your program for several years, I said, don't worry about Obama. He's going to end up being just like Bush, and you're going to be happy about it. So now Obama goes in there and he approves the apparent bombing of Pakistan a few days ago, and my friend was saying, Obama sees the wisdom of George Bush's approach. I said, no, that's not true. I said, what's happening is the same people are running Obama and Bush, and that's why you're seeing the same policies keep happening. Obama is a puppet, and nobody wants to believe that yet.
But hold on and finish your point, but do your friends go, yeah, Gary, I remember you 6-8 months ago warning me, you're right. Gee, tell me more. They just offhandedly by the new propaganda. We've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. Up is down, down is up. Black is white, white is black. I mean, they're not saying, yeah, Gary, you were right. They're just...
No, they're not saying I was right. And I have to keep reminding people, I voted for George Bush in 2000, I am sorry to say. And today, look at me, you have to ask the question, why did I change my point of view so radically in those intervening years? What do I know, what did I see that you apparently don't see? No, they're not agreeing, Alex.
Well, you can learn. You're not a sucker. And again, they'll think, well, who were you supposed to vote for in 2000, Al Gore? No, they control both. But the people chose Gore, and the establishment wanted to have Bush so that he could play the part of a thug to then give us the savior. This was all an elaborate setup. Good to hear from you. Great call. Okay, Dino, Joe, Derek Lance, your calls are coming up. And then, again, Nancy Pelosi says birth control is the answer to fixing the economy. I told you that'd be it when the economy imploded. They'd roll out one-child policies. They're saying, hey, we don't want tax incentives for having kids. We want tax incentives to not have children. When they admit that Japan and the U.S. and others are having problems with the economy because we don't have enough people to fill the jobs by the baby boomers that start retiring. What year? What year do the baby boomers start retiring? This year. And over the next decade, the vast majority of the baby boomers will retire. But right when you were supposed to get your retirement money, the pension funds are being raided. The economy, oh, you're not getting your money. I always told you you wouldn't get your money. You'll get a small percentage of it with federal taxes on top of it. But again, I mean, nobody respects us. You know, we're just always right. We just know what we're talking about. Well, actually, a lot of people do respect us. And people say, well, suddenly conservatives like Obama and suddenly liberals like Obama. Absolutely, because he's all things to all people. He lies to them in these real simple platitudes where he doesn't get into any specifics. But when you read the specifics of the real policy reports, it is a nightmare. And all these pundits from Gordon Brown to Henry Kissinger to Zbigniew Brzezinski running around saying this is the New World Order. Obama's going to bring in the New World Order. And the public says there's no such thing as a New World Order. Quit lying about it. Now, gold, I want to tell you a story about the economy here. You can go look this up. Gold was, what, $840 last week? Gold is now $905. It is now $905 and racing upwards to date. I remember last week we got on air with gold that Ted bought when gold was at the 815 level 2 weeks ago, passing on savings to you of 11%. Okay, you can't find gold, even at a premium most places, are sold out. Ted has it all, and he has it at cheaper prices than it was weeks ago. Now, he had to go up a little bit because he got a new position today, a little bit from the deal we offered Friday and yesterday. But again, I'm only going to spend a few minutes with Ted here. I hope you pay attention to what is happening with this economy, how they're raiding the bank accounts, how they're raiding the pension funds, how they're even raiding the nouveau riche Swiss bank accounts. They are going after everybody's money, and if you think the banks are safe, when they're openly saying we're now going into a depression, when they're talking about Bank of America now defaulting, when we've got major banks having to go into the FDIC money, 40-something billion bucks, just last week, it's insane to not take part of your 401k, part of your investments, and put them into gold and silver and to physically hold them. It is insane. Ted Anderson, we're telling folks gold's only going up. Pricing it into the market, what price are you going into this gold you got compared to what it now cost?
Well, when I was talking about it last week, we were at 202 with francs, and that was when gold was just up above $700 or $800 an ounce, between 820, right in there. I was buying positions at the 830 level, too, because I could see what's going on, but I was able to do it at that price. Now, that stuff was sold out. One of the neat things about this, Alex, are the people that bought before midnight last night are now able to turn around and sell coins for more than they paid for them, which is just a wonderful thing to be able to tell.
Because on
people.
Average, you said you bought this gold at 815 level. It's now 905, so that's, what, almost a $90 increase right now. They could turn right back around, Ted, and sell it back to you.
They can, and a nice little tidy sum, too. So And gold has been as high as 916 today. The market is definitely moving forward. But what I have, I do have a position of the Franks at 214 now, and they're currently right now in the marketplace pricing them for the market today at 905. They're at 227. And then I also have the British Sovereign currently right now at 263. Market price currently right now, 277. So both of those coins are still priced at a really good buy. I sold out of the Walking Liberty halves. I don't have any more of those. Not at that 840 level. I do have some of the dimes left, however, and I have those at $1.59 per dime, or per $100 face is usually what we sell them for in units, and they're at $1,590 per 100 face. Now, if somebody can't afford that, you know, if you want half of that, that's fine. It's just, you know, we try to put things together in packages. Plus, also, I have that Buffalo coin at 1,036, Alex. I don't know if you remember this or not. That's the same price that I was offering that coin for back when gold was sitting down there in that 750 range. So, and there's not a lot of those, but you're welcome to get those if you'd like them. And they're certainly sitting at a very good buying range to do so. Just a really, really amazing market, I have to say. A lot of people are moving into the gold and silver market. I got to tell you, it makes me smile, not just because I'm in the business. I just know what's going to happen to the dollar, and I know what's going on. I mean, here we have Barney Frank calling for the Federal Reserve System to have more powers now to act as a regulator on the financial industry. They're the ones who caused the problems in the first place. And, you know, how much more power can we give the Federal Reserve System? They're now able to manufacture the money and lend it to us and force us to be their slaves, laboring almost half of our year away just to service the interest.
Now, let's be clear here. They openly engineered all this publicly. $8.5 trillion is missing. Trillions in other major nations in Europe. So we're in the tens of trillions. Now everything's even completely secret. They won't tell Congress where it's going. They're clearly behind it all, admittedly. And what is their answer? Their answer is, give us power over the manufacturing. Give us power over the states. Again, the globalists got us in a position, bankrupted us. They literally cut our legs off, put us in a bed, put a respirator on us that is globalism and the service economy. Now they're removing the respirator. I mean, they put us in a position to be totally dependent on them. And, folks, the public has no idea how much trouble they're in. You need to get independent. You need to get solvent on your own two feet before they totally liquidate the stock market and your pension funds, which they're moving towards. Give Midas Resources a call today, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And, Ted, those prices, even though gold's exploding today, you're going to hold those through midnight, 800-686-2237, correct?
Yeah, we'll have it right through midnight, and if the market holds tomorrow, we'll do it tomorrow too. But I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, you know. It's just been a hot market. There's not a lot of supply out there.
So the last deal was priced at 815. That was the savings. What's it priced at now compared
really,
to what?
Really, I bought this stuff right around 830. So, you know,
so the last deal was at 815. Now it's gone up to 900 and something. It's priced in at 830. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat this deal on the British Sovereigns, on the Franks. And he's even got some Buffaloes. There's a bit of a premium on those. Still the best deal you'll find anywhere. 800-686-2237. They're there right now. 800-686-2237. And they'll be there till midnight central. Right, Ted?
That's correct.
All right, Ted. Thank you so much for popping in with us for 5 minutes.
You're welcome.
800-686-2237. We're going to come back and go directly to your calls, everybody that's patiently holding, and then into all the news. We'll be also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv every day during the four-hour radio show. We start simulcasting live with the television transmission via PrisonPlanet.tv that's then ripped to the four corners of the planet. We also archive at PrisonPlanet.tv members every day within a few hours of the show at Infowars.com. Don't forget the free podcast that now over 125,000 people a day are subscribing to for free on the listen page at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Then I'm going to get more into the news on eugenics and Pelosi saying don't have children. It's bad for the economy. Just dying cultures are good, I guess. Dino in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about, basically the media, how
in Canada, we watch, I mean, there's more American news on our news than there is Canadian news. And, I mean, when you watch the news, American news, all they seem to play is games of he said, she said. And you watch our news, and it's so damn boring that you just want to change the channel.
No, that's it. Yeah, you've got more the British model of just the droning, brainwashing, and basic statistics that are all false or twisted. And then here it's all left-right paradigm, playing groups off against each other so we never look above at the elite, above the little managers they've got down here that use as their front dummies or their shields. You know, the elite's behind the shield of Obama or Bush or the left-right system. And and Limbaugh's attacking him. Oh, my gosh, I better get behind Obama because I'm not for Limbaugh. When meanwhile, it's all the same agenda. The government expands under Bush. Government expands under Obama.
I mean, I talked to my friends. I said, look, it's pretty bad when people know more about Paris Hilton's vagina than actual events. You know, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's all part of the distraction. I appreciate your call, Dino. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Alex, I wanted to call about regarding Obama and Bush. I'm a gunsmith here in Texas, and it's regarding the Second Amendment, that how they're trying to make gunsmiths get a manufacturer's license. Spring of 2008, they had a career fair where ATF and the NRA were both there together, and now they're wanting gunsmiths all over to have a manufacturer's license.
And again, that I'm going to hold you over. This is important. I saw that in the news.
Yep.
Through regulation, that puts you under the control of a guild. And then if just a citizen buys a gunsmithing book and learns how to clean their gun or fix it, that's going to be illegal, quote, modifying it. And so, again, this is a way to further kill the gun culture. Explain it to people.
Yes, sir. In the article, which if I can send you off air, but in the article they're stating where, quote-unquote, from the article, November 2008, they titled his date set for 2009 Gunsmith Career Fair.
See, they make it a fun thing. They make it a fun thing, and the NRA's there. They're pro-gun. You can trust them. Come meet their friends at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Confiscation, and they're going to take good care of you.
Yes, sir, and they're even ATF and FBI is recruiting, trying to recruit some of the gunsmith as his career fair. It says, quote-unquote, do you suppose possible ATF is being purposely vague about defining gunsmithing versus manufacturing due to some form of top-to-bottom pressure applied by the revenuers? Could be, since manufacturers must collect and pay excise taxes on their sold merchandise. Going down, the man was asking a question. I'm still waiting. This is a reporter. I am still waiting for a black chopper to land on my lawn because I raised that question. Even though the ATF agent didn't have a very good answers to my questions, I found a pretty good answer. April-May issue of Shop Business. Going down, it says, if you, the gunsmith, perform work on a firearm that has been requested by a customer, you are not manufacturing. If you build a work on guns with the sole objective being to sell them later, you're manufacturing. And what I see in this, Alex, and I want to hear your comments, is that it's going to affect the guys that reload ammunition.
More than that, stop there. I'm going to hold you over. This is so important because I've been reading about this, and I haven't seen the article you're talking about in the industry publication. Email it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com. We'll post a link to it right now. He's in there updating with Kurt Nemo so we can get that done. Every industry, so with the animal ID, the premises ID, this new greenhouse gas emission, they're going to selectively make people go through regulations, controls, to shut them down, to tax them, to trace them. And it's going to be just like private sales. If you work on a gun and then the guy goes and sells it, they're going to claim you did that for sales, and then they're going to come raid you claiming you were illegally selling guns. What they really want to do is kill the grassroots retooling and selling of private firearms. And that's their big move. So let's come back and talk about that when we get back. The attack on the Second Amendment that is very real. Strange days are here.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
They're gone.
They're gone
to destroy. Certainly have their way, they will. Yes, so a new age of big government regulation. They didn't triple the size of the federal government and triple the size of the BATF and build the biggest federal building for any agency in the United States in D.C. a few years ago. It took 4 years to build it. The new BATF Command Center. The new BATFE. They tried to change their name like Monsanto and everybody else does when they get exposed. Very, very serious. And they're coming after the gunsmiths now. And the NRA was set up by the federal government as a mode of gun control after the Civil War. And if you go study history, we've had Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, on about this. They supported the Gun Control Act in 1934. They supported the 68 Gun Control Act. They had Charlton Heston, who I've interviewed, God rest his soul, got up on TV and said, we're having these riots. We've got to restrict the guns. We've got to keep them out of felons' hands. And now they're going after the veterans and retired police, trying to claim they've got post-traumatic stress and can't own guns. And they may, but you can't restrict people's rights because of that and then restrict mine. The fact that there are a bunch of lunatics with guns is more reason we need guns. More guns, less crime, as the studies show. So, continuing with Joe in Texas, a gunsmith. Go ahead, sir. Make your points.
Yeah, Alex, the only point I wanted to make was that in this article, American Gunsmith Association, November 2008, and I'll finish up with this. Basic idea was to create common ground upon which students, graduates, or resident schools, as well as participating gunsmiths who were seeking employment, could network with businesses and other organizations, including some law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, that's the co-opting of the gunsmiths.
Yes, sir. But and that's really about all I had to say. I want to hear your comment, Alex, and your blessing and voice in the wilderness, sir.
Well, we're trying. I appreciate your call. Well, you've heard my comments on it. I mean, under the new green taxes, they've got 80-plus in New York State. I mean, they're just every facet of life. While they squeeze the economy, while they shut down Main Street, they have to extract the tens of trillions of dollars they've already stolen. When you write your income tax check, it doesn't go to the IRS or the Federal Treasury. It goes to the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve isn't federal. It's private. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek in Detroit. Derek, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm calling about the Obama thing. I live in Detroit, and there's a huge black population here. And you know, I've been talking to a lot of people. Actually, my fiance, she's black. I've been talking to her family about it. And as you were saying, you know, like the race issue over, like, shadows everything. We had our city council actually endorsed him. But through all the Kwame madness we had here, it seems like our local media has totally forgotten the fact that one-third of our council members are being investigated by the FBI for taking payments from Senegro. You know, and it's like, if you want to know what somebody is about, you have to follow the money trail. I mean, that's just obvious. And, I mean, to have these people who are so corrupt in our city government backing someone such as Obama to the point where it's, you know, almost deifying. And, I mean, it's no wonder, you know, everybody just seems to be blindsided.
Well, that's it. What's happening is, and it's shameful that you have to call up and say, my fiance's black, I'm not racist. But, I mean, that's how this whole thing's been dumbed down. That's exactly what KRS-One said here on the air, is that it's all about the New World Order putting on a black face, the novelty of that, distracting everybody from the point that he's a puppet anyways. Presidents don't run anything, A. B, his agenda is New World Order. And then see, when all this thing implodes and falls in on itself, it's going to be blamed on the black president, and that's going to destroy race relations even that much more. So we have to look down the line of where all of this is going. And all these big cities, Detroit, Houston, you know, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago. I mean, it's all totally corrupt, whether it's black leaders, white leaders. That's what the elite wants. These people go up the chain of command. They get the lobbyist money. They get the media attention because they did take payoffs, because they were corrupt. And they'll work with the globalist. I mean, we had the big toll road companies come in here and spend hundreds of millions of dollars in lobbying to literally just have the entire interstate and Texas highway system, 8,000 miles of it, plus handed over to them. And it's come out, it's total corruption, payoffs, all this. What do the companies do? They just buy up the newspapers to stop that reporting when it happens, to seize the roads and put toll roads on them, where they make a couple hundred million dollar investment over a decade, and they get hundreds of billions of dollars in tolls in the next decade. I mean, they're talking about hundreds of billions just in Texas alone, if they're able to do this. Hundreds of millions, you know, per toll road per year. I mean, this is just massive. And so, yes, you have this big city Chicago machine creature, Barack Obama, who is surrounded by criminals and cutthroats and thugs, and Blagojevich, who Rahm Emanuel handled. He brought those two up together as his proteges. But then you have Cheney and Halliburton being offshore and tens of billions of dollars in no-bid contracts and all that corporate corruption. It is just the New World Order is private offshore banks and companies combining forces offshore, robbing all the nations of the world, and then buying off those nations' politicians to sign treaties with the World Trade Organization and other private groups that then have more authority over the governments, over what they do. Then the nations are totally bankrupt. They have to sign IMF World Bank agreements to follow whatever these private banks say, and now they're even skipping that and saying, we're going to create a world bank that sets the currency, sets the interest rates, regulates private industry, regulates local businesses, where this private banking group that engineered all this openly runs everything. It is so incredible. It's happening now. Everything we said, it's in Newsweek and Time and everywhere saying world government. World government is here. The bankers will save you with world government, and it's just more of the same. So, absolutely, it's. I mean, that's who they want. They want crooks they can work with.
I don't know if you actually know what Synagro is about. They're waste management. What they want to do is they want to convert our waste management that is city-ran, you know, it's employs Michiganders, yeah. You know.
This
they
is seizure, sir. Sir, all the corruption is about seizure of architecture. Make your point, and then I'll elaborate.
Oh, well, the whole plan is they want to take human fecal, pelletize it, and then sell it as fertilizer for crops here in our state. And, I don't know.
But sir, that's always the cover. They want the water treatment. They want the waste management. They want the infrastructure of the city. And then they'll say, oh, it's for wind power. Oh, it's for fertilizer, when that's only one small part but gives it a green sound to sell the public on that who's been brainwashed. Let me comment on that. You brought this up, and what did I say? I said they want corrupt politicians in who will hand over the roads before he even got into the waste management, who will hand over the city and state paid for gas lines, the power plants, the coal-powered plants, the hydroelectric plants, the nuke plants. Taxpayers pay for it. Private groups manage it, still make the profit. That isn't enough. In the IMF World Bank plan, I've been screaming about since 2002, they said in the West, in England, in Iceland, like we did in Argentina, they said in the U.S., in Canada, in Australia, in Europe, we are going to bankrupt the economy, and then the people have to come to the private banks, the governments have to come to the private banks, to go into receivership, and the IMF and World Bank says, we'll give you these loans. We'll prop your currency up. But to do that, to be bailed out with your own money, you have to do this 100-plus list, and that's hand over all of your infrastructure. And so that's why most of the U.S. water districts and things are now owned by foreign offshore companies, because that's the group. And so they'll come in to a paid-for water district. And the feds will even write regulations saying, doesn't matter if you got a brand new water treatment, you've got to upgrade it with this, you know, $400 million package for some mid-sized city. I mean, I've seen it was in the front page of the paper the other day here in Austin, all the corruption involved. It even comes out that it's all corrupt. And so they force them to, quote, be insolvent because they can't pay for it. The city can't pay for it with the mandate. And they say, don't worry. We have this European banking subsidiary that owns a water district company, a waste management, a water management company. They'll come in and you just basically sell your water district, your pipes, everything to them, the wastewater cleaning facilities to us for nothing and will pay for the upgrade. Then they usually don't even do the upgrade. So see how that works?
And
they are just taking everything over. Anything else?
Oh, no, nothing, but, you know, you're doing a great job, man. I enjoy listening to you every day, and, you know, keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate you.
If everybody had the guts like you got to get out and say what's really going on, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation. But you have a great one, Alex. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you. I'm just somebody who 13 years ago got in the fight. Well, really 15 years ago, going around in politics and things, but 13 years ago on air. And so now we're in a position to have a lot of people listening, but we need to grow exponentially to get the word out to others. I mean, I could go into this even more, but the roads, the land. I mean, here's another example of seizing infrastructure all over the country, whether it's New London, Connecticut, or whether it's Hoboken, New Jersey, or whether it's Austin, Texas. They will go on the news and they will say, a salamander is dying. It's very rare. It's in this pool in the middle of the city. The water is running off from construction and we'll kill it. This is the case of Austin. So they say, all right, we're going to have a 15,000-acre land grab and a 5,000-acre land grab and a 1,000-acre land grab and, you know, 20 or 30 other little, you know, 100-acre land grabs here and there. There's all these different pieces of land. And they say, we're going to have a city bond proposal to buy this land. But then they make the people that own the land sell it, saying, well, because of the snail darter or the golden cheek warbler bird or the cave bug or the salamander, you can't build. And so their property value goes down. They're just sitting there on it. And they say, doesn't matter. You can sell to us for 5-10 cents on the dollar. Then the city councils with the Nature Conservancy, which is now the biggest landowner in the U.S., they come in, and 2 or 3 years later, it's the same in every city, when everybody's forgotten that, oh, that 15,000 acres was supposed to be a giant park. And they'll take 200 acres, 300 acres of it. I go to these parks of hill country off the road, and that will be a park. That will be a park. But then they build big roads in and build houses and condos and golf courses and resorts here in Austin and huge hotel day spas. And they just take the restrictions off. They say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and build on this. We said we weren't. See, so they basically steal the land, pay for it with our money, and then openly former mayors open the banks. Kirk Watson just opens a bank and says, I have the bank and I have the deals inside government. He's now a state senator, to where only I am allowed to decide who can build on this. And then literally, I mean, it's just, that's one example. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. In New London, Connecticut, thousands and thousands of homes in a upper middle class to lower middle class area, depending on which area they're along the waterfront. We're talking three-story Victorian homes that were valued at $1 million, $600,000. I interviewed the families. It was in the news. And they tell them a decade ago, we're going to force you to sell your houses. And by the way, the New London, Connecticut Supreme Court ruling of 3-4 years ago, was it New London? I forget the name of the case. New London Kelo decision. And they just say, guess what? We're not going to pay you market value for your house. See, before, they could come steal your land through adverse possession and through eminent domain and say, we've got to pay you market value. And then you could generally get what it was on the tax rolls. No. The new ruling, and the media simplified it to people don't like, you know, having their houses taken for roads. That wasn't it. A big pharma company, the city, a few other companies wanted to build headquarters there. So they set the precedent. They said, we are going to take your 1,000-plus homes, and by the time the decision, most of them had given up and only a few hundred homes were still there, places where grandma lived upstairs and the kids are, you know, the family been there for hundreds of years, family homes, famous homes, historical homes. And they said, in the decision, not only can government, if it wants to build a road or something, take your land, you don't have to be paid fair market value. And private interests can legally lobby to have your land taken, and it's even legal for bribery to happen. It says it. They don't call it bribery. But they say they can lobby and give campaign donations openly to politicians to take your land locally, and then once they take your land locally, they don't even have to pay you for it except what it would be for the piece of land itself under a condemnation. Then the families that fought were told years before the decision 3 years ago, was it 4 years ago now, time flies, If you fight us, we will give you court fees. And so not only were their houses taken without being paid, they were then given the court fees for fighting it, and the Supreme Court said that was okay. So this is going back like 1,000 years ago to ancient Europe or something, or the Byzantines, where they would just say, we just are taking your land because the emperor says so. Now, that's what was different. It wasn't just eminent domain issue. It was, we can just take your property. And all the major landowners in Texas have gotten these notices. My dad owns a good-sized piece of family property, and he got notices a few years ago. The Texas Landowner and Homeowners Bill of Rights. Sounds like you're getting, it's like Patriot Act. Takes your rights away and is unpatriotic, but it's called Patriot Act. And in the forms my dad showed me, it said, you're put on notice as a landowning taxpayer that if you refuse a pipeline, or you refuse drilling, or you refuse a bridge, or you refuse anything the government wants to do with your property, you have 6 weeks to comply and take the first offer, or you forfeit the offer and you get nothing. It's an offer you can't refuse, like Don Corleone having Luca Brasi put the gun to the band leader's head and say, hey, either your signature is on that contract or your brains are going to be on that contract. It's the same thing. Hey, you got 6 weeks. You take the offers, or it's refused and we takes it. Now, I'm telling you, that's rogue government, because you've got these international bankers who have created more fiat currency than all the wealth in all the world. They've created thousands of trillions. It's all fiat. It's all bull. It isn't real. But it has value to your local governments. They will take it. They will send police. They will do whatever it takes to get that money. And because people won't give up their real assets for the fiat money, the globalists need to force take over the economy and force take over the nouveau riche and old wealth that isn't part of the elite. And so it's saying, we're coming in forcibly taking your land. And if we don't want to, we won't even pay you. This is, property rights is the foundation of any free society. It is the most basic. Slaves can't own property. And, you know, they watered that down with a property tax. You know, you pay a daily rent on your land. It isn't really your land. People put up with that crap in the last 100 years. Now it's, oh, we're putting environmental restrictions on. Oh, we're going to force you to sell. Oh, we're going to, again, this is only part of it. All right, we're coming back, and we're going to Lance, Jim, Cullen, and others. And then I'm going to get into Nancy Pelosi saying don't have children, the economy, and a lot more. Stay with us. This is GCN Radio. You have 6 weeks to accept our offer that's under market for your land or your house. Our private interest with governmental power will take it. Take it or leave it. It's not eminent domain. It's not to build a new highway. It's because bankers want it. They have unlimited fiat made-up money that you back up with your tax dollars, and you pay your taxes, all your income taxes, to go to the offshore Federal Reserve. So they can point that money right back at you as a weapon of consolidation and control. And then they teach you under the new eugenics system of humans are bad, bad for the earth, to accept having a lower standard of living. And that's Obama's new change. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to, who did I just talk to last, John? Lance in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm not for one that thinks there's a demon behind every bush. I'm objective, but I saw something I haven't really heard a lot of comments on in regards to the inauguration or coronation, whatever, of Barack Hussein Obama last week. And now, first of all, I'm a single parent. I've been that way for 9 years. I got 4 kids. 2 of them have recently moved out. Anyways, in regards to this inauguration, I have a child that is in high school and another one in grade school.
So they had them watch the inauguration and brainwash them.
Exactly. And just not only that, Alex, I found out that happened to a lot of people, and I wanted you to comment on it was this, how wide was this done? Because it appeared to me, from what I found out, it was massively pre-planned. And my son even had a nice little packet on how wonderful Joe Biden and Barack is. And it just really bothered me. That was a real red flag for me as a parent, because I've never seen that done with any of my other children. I've never gone to see something like that.
It's never been done in America. It was only done with Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. It is the opposite of a free society. Sir, they are running with government money and production what's got to be a $1 billion program. It's on every TV, every radio, newsprint. Join USAservice.org, which is separate from government, is a group under Barack Obama, but being advertised as join the government. Every major school district in the nation, through federal curriculum, and schools are saying they're adopting the Obama curriculum, and that is literally the worship of Barack Obama, and that he will save you, and packets of info. It was all over the news. In fact, I saw that last week, never even got to it on air. Well, actually, I didn't mention it and show the article, one of many, where it said that they're all forced to watch it and then hear how great it is and hear how this is our new dear leader. And again, governments, presidents never had their own private army. They've never had billboards as if, you know, announcing him. I mean, they have that in North Korea. And so, but Americans have never lived under real hardcore tyranny. They lived under corruption and some bad presidents. But see, we're going into receivership now, so they need this messianic leader to get everybody in line. And I haven't seen the packets. I read that they were given information about the historic president and the feds printed it up. Notice how he changed the look of the website, whitehouse.gov, to match USA Service and his other private sites. They're all unifying it in a unified front. And they're going to now make the children federally serve us. And this was on change.gov till the news reported and they pulled it off. But it's in Emanuel's book and Obama's spoken about it. And Obama people email me saying it isn't true when we have all the screenshots saying your children will be basically taken from you for hours every week to go serve under whatever Obama says they must serve in, or they're going to be expelled. It's like there's no law. You've got to take vaccines, but if you don't, they kick you out. Then they trigger a law for truancy. Well, now they're going to kick you out if you don't serve or not give you your diploma. So this is slavery. Do you understand?
I will not be silent.
Well, stay there. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds. I want you to mail me that packet. Stay with us. Lance in California, the P.O. Box is up on Infowars.com. Please mail us that. You can block out your son's name if you'd like. Tell folks about the packets that they were given. And again, you can just Google schools adopt Obama curriculum. You can read about it nationwide. Again, showing the federal control. That's what the federal standardization is about. It's all been federal for a long time. But see, they call it the Patriot Act. It's unpatriotic. They call it the Landowner's Bill of Rights. But it's not a Bill of Rights. It takes your rights fraudulently. They call all these things one thing, but it's the opposite. They call the school districts independent school districts. They're not independent. They're federally controlled. Let's go ahead and go back to Lance in California. Do you have that packet in front of you?
I didn't. My son had to turn it in the following day, actually, but I do remember some of the statements that just made.
That's even worse. In England and now in the U.S., they have them fill out dossiers in most public schools in the sixth or seventh grade with a deputized BATF local sheriff, deputy, or police officer paid by the feds to be there. They have them write dossiers on their home life, and that's never given to the parents. But I'm sorry, I was interrupting. Go ahead.
No, that's okay, Alex. I just saying, my son did have to return it, so hopefully I will get it back, but I don't get a lot of work that he does back from the teacher.
Well, now the Army is recruiting the young people under federal law. The recruiters have offices in many of the schools, and they're there pushing the kids, and they were caught in Denver, they were caught in Houston, they were caught in Detroit, they were caught in New York. It's been all over the news. I see it every few weeks, and then the parents record them. Because they'll call their say 16-year-old and say, if you don't sign an agreement that when you're 17 or 18 you go in the military, I'm going to have you arrested. It's the law. You sign that agreement when there's no law. In fact, people don't believe me. Pull that up. Pull a Google recruiter threatens teen with jail, And I think that was one of the headlines out of Houston. And then you can hear him on the phone going, I'll have you arrested. You have to sign this agreement. Now, again, just like, I'll have you arrested. You got to take these vaccines. It's a criminal government. They're a bunch of lying scumbags. And everybody should be angry. They're taking your children from you. I've got what they give the children in Austin schools right here. I'm going to get into this later with the Army, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we should be getting angry. And what's happening is I notice there's a lot of character assassination from the other side instead of just confronting and discussing the facts as they are. And I like to compare what's happening to the general American public in general to the, you've probably heard of the frog that is placed in a pot of water, and you turn on the heat real slow. You don't go fast, but that frog will not jump out, but it will boil to death as the heat is slowly turned up.
Absolutely good to hear from you. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, 2009, fill your life with endless possibilities. So in the public schools, they offer them $40,000 signing bonus to sign up for this. Now, an economy where they can't even get a job flipping hamburgers right now. I've seen reports where in one case in Las Vegas, and then it was another case I saw in Salt Lake City, where 1,000 people show up at a McDonald's for a $7 an hour job, as if you can live on that. Look at this. Fill your life with endless possibilities, Army. But see, even if they destroy the economy, if we had strong families, we could all live in houses together like the illegal aliens do and make it. But see, they're not going to allow that. They're going to destroy the economy and make you join the youth brigades, make you join the Army, make you join the military. I'm going to go through this after we take some calls when we get back. But, I mean, this is just absolutely sickening what's going on. By the way, folks, they shoot you up with enough vaccines to kill an elephant once you join the military. Just that alone. And they use experimental vaccines on you. That's a violation of federal law. They're supposed to give you consent, but they have a little waiver in there if it's for, you know, research purposes or riot control. So we'll go over that as well when we get back after this quick break. Long segment coming up. We're going to get to Cullen, Jim, John, Patrick, and many others that are patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget InfoWars.com. Click on the listen page, and there is the free podcast right there on the site at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Subscribe for the free podcast. I'm going to make that easier to find. It's kind of hard to find right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to blitz through your calls because I want to get into what the military recruiters are doing to our young people. I want to get into Pelosi and the one-child policy and the rest of it. Right now, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. You're on the air, Jim. Welcome.
Yeah, here's more property seizure. Just about as bad, if not worse than anything else. You want to wake up your favorite yuppie? Do a program on the International Property Maintenance Code. It's actually the International Property Seizure Code.
And that's under, and that's why you think you got local government, but internationally they set the code on how to steal property, how to take over, how to fine and fee people for 3-inch grass. That's all internationally written up through zoning. Go ahead.
Yes, it's in black and white. It's the second biggest financial scam in U.S. history. It's about 5 times bigger than the banker bailout. It's hidden in plain sight for years. International Property Maintenance Code.
Download and that's all under Agenda 21. The UN people say it doesn't have any power. It's like the Queen of England doesn't have any power. But what they do is they set global policy, like when Bush signed back on to UNESCO. That put our schools publicly under UN curriculum. Go ahead.
Download it, read it. I can fast forward you on it. I can leave my phone number off air. And there's a deeper, this is collateralization, grabbing real estate. Eminent domain pales besides the IPMC.
International, well, that's property, because when they bankrupt a nation, they forcibly take the land, so they've got to assess it and bring in the predatory rules, so under color of law they can do it. Tell folks briefly about it.
Okay, real quick, like the code official is a sole interpreter of the code. Anything the code official says, every day that an infraction occurs, a separate mandatory misdemeanor. Anything the code official says is not in good working order, bam, it's $500,000 a day and or a month in jail for every day this occurs. Anything the code official says...
Now, let's stop there. They passed these illegal criminal predatory rules. Now, they're slowly getting you ready for it, where you hear about cities where they do home inspections every month to make sure the inside of the house you supposedly own is in order, or 3-inch grass, $2,000 a day fines. They're now phasing these in. on everybody. And again, it's all done through maritime. It's all done through administrative law. It's done, and there's no recourse. It's just total fraud. Go ahead.
It is not a law which is passed by legislature signed by a chief executive officer. It is a code.
And this is the code that regional government will use to control people. That's why they set up these regional governments where 5-6 counties are together, 3-4 states are together. In these FEMA regions, they then instruct the cities what to do. Go ahead.
It is a code that is adopted by a jurisdiction, and they can prevent you from entering your house. Yeah, also, anything the code official says is an unsanitary condition, dog droppings, puddles, anything he says is a noxious weed, define noxious weed. Now, I did a show with Jerry Brownfield, got more reaction than anything he'd done in 20 or 30 years, about 2.5 years ago.
What's your name?
What's
your name?
Jim.
Jim, I'm familiar with what you're talking about. It's all Agenda 21, but you sound articulate. Maybe you should be a guest. Email Aaron with two A's and Infowars.com. Obviously, we have to have a guest with their full name. Send me links to the code you want to cover. I've seen it, but sounds like you're really an expert on this particular area. Perhaps we'll have you on as a guest.
I got hit with it. Believe me, you're left with a house in the landfill. You're left with insane fines, the demolition costs, and the mortgage payment. I'll leave you my phone number up here.
But, I mean, I was interrupting. Briefly explain what this is.
Raw property seizure. Okay, the code official, sole interpreter, forget judicial, anything. Without action, court action, or notice, they can prevent you from entering your home, tear your house down, send you the demolition bill.
And that's what they did in New London, the people that wouldn't sell their houses for nothing.
Well, it's statewide in 6 states. Texas is one of them. Okay.
Yeah, I had the Gore family on, who owned Western Seafood since 1942. This is a company that's been making $15 million on average a year profit. Big company, wealthy family. The heir to Mobile Fortune wanted to build a thing for his yacht there, so they just took it. It was in the paper. It said, he wants it for a yacht. We're taking it.
They're beta testing it right now.
They're beta testing it. My God. And the cops are like, it's the law. We're coming to your house. If you don't leave, we're going to machine gun you. How does the CPS take your children with no law or no due process or no sworn evidence? It's all these new fake courts. It's bull.
This will wake up the yuppies. Every homeowner, every real estate owner, every renter, everybody. International Property Maintenance Code. 4 words. Google it. You can get the 2003 version PDF format. Download it. Read it.
How did this happen to you?
I'll tell you what. They came after me over 6 bags of grass clippings and a dented gutter. Our house is not a dump. There were 150 flowering species in our front yard. My wife uses the mulch, the grass clippings for mulch, bags of grass clippings. I had a dented gutter. They were going to put me in jail 2 months and or $1,100 of fines over 6 bags of grass clippings and a dented gutter. Okay.
Well, you've heard the reports about them SWAT teaming people for tall grass.
One time they were threatening to cite me for a shovel handle visible above the porch railing. Now, I beat it only because I contacted 200 mainstream media outlets, local newspaper editor I'd known since we were in high school together. Nobody helped me. Finally, Derry Brownfield helped me. We did a show on July 14th, 2006. Ed from Michigan calls in. They said, yeah, they got my house. You want to hear a horror story? East St. Clair Shores, Michigan, I think. He said, they took my house down. My son was in cuffs. When I came home, they wouldn't let us in a house. They tore the house down, our possessions in it. And, so it's a horror story. But it will wake up the yuppies. But now, I got lucky because I sat there after I got all this garbage going. I promised Derry that I'd give out names, addresses, phone numbers. Depending on how they handle it, well, the city backed off.
Yeah, it's totally criminal. I knew it was in Texas because I remember back in 95, 96, I mean, somebody would have grass that tall, but the city wanted their land, and they always pick old people. After you've been in the hospital, it's in the health department, and they enter that you're sick, and they know you've got colon cancer or whatever. That's when they hit. And yeah. They started giving him $2,000. I mean, think of how predatory that is that they wait, because I saw the cases. It's always an old person, at least it was in Austin, and then they put $2,000 a day fines. By the time the person fights it a few weeks later, they take them to court. Then they take the land. The police come and throw them out on the street, throw all their stuff out, and the city takes it. And then bureaucrats move in. A lot of times they sell it. But did you see me a week ago when I covered how they're throwing old people out of their houses and then the bureaucrats move into them?
I was listening.
I mean, that's mainstream. Criminals are in government. Criminals are running everything.
Well, I tell you what, I've had the FBI out here. I have had a message from the governor within about a few hours of the time which I did the radio show, and it doesn't air in West Virginia, only shortwave. I've had all kinds of interesting things happen to me ever since, but this is a hot target. But I'm not kidding you. It sounds so benign. International Property Maintenance Code. If you want to know what your government is all about, it's one of our founding fathers said, government is always about stealing property, taking people from property in foreign wars, and taking property from people domestically. And I can't remember any Federalist Papers or something. But the bottom line is very simply, if you want to know what your government is all about, if you're still living in denial, read the International Property Maintenance Code.
Well, if you're in denial, read Section 802 of the Patriot Act. It says all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, and then I hold the articles up where they're charging people for terrorism for marijuana.
Absolutely. So the bottom line is if you're in denial, read it and weep. Get a lawyer to read it. I don't care. It's very simple.
I hear you. Sir, yeah. Send me your name, your info, your background, some news articles about it, because we always have to vet everybody. But I'm aware of what you're talking about. We'll have you on. Thank you. You see, that's why the Supreme Court ruled 2 weeks ago there's no more Fourth Amendment. They have to get in line with the Patriot Act. That's why they passed the Patriot Act, to get in line with Agenda 21. And one part of it is this international agreement on zoning. Sounds benign. It's what he was just talking about, the international property management system. And there's several that nexus together. There's several that people, and it's all UN created. And it says you own nothing. It's what Stalin used to get people off their land. And then you read the New London, Connecticut, New London Kelo decision, and it says that. Now, I want to go ahead and get into the Army right now. Now, they have brought in to all of the major public schools Obama Day, Obama curriculum, worshiping Obama, also having the military in the schools. So I wanted to play this video clip from CBS so we can analyze it. And it's far worse than this. This is Katie Couric covering it, where they then tell the children, it's the law, you've got to sign up with the military or I'll have you arrested. And then the guy that did this in one of the cases, he was promoted to one of the national directors in one of these reports. So a year after they're threatened to arrest people, it turns out that's the policy. It's all color of law, and they promote the guys that get in trouble. So here it is.
Houston reveals some recruiters have resorted to bullying tactics in order to keep their numbers up. David Martin at the Pentagon has the story.
From NASCAR to bull riding, Army recruiters are pulling out all the stops to meet their quotas. But one recruiter was caught in a tape-recorded phone call doing it with threats.
And guess what? You're AWOL, absence without leave.
According to the report by CBS affiliate KHOU in Houston, Irving Gonzalez signed a non-binding contract that left him free to change his mind about joining the Army up to the moment he reported for basic training, which is exactly what he did.
I'd rather just stay here, go to college.
But listen to what his recruiter, Sergeant Glenn Marquette, told him would happen.
As soon as you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, they're going to see that you're a deserter. Then they're going to apprehend you, take you to jail. So guess what? All that lovey-dovey, I want to go to college and all this, guess what? You just throw it out the window because you just screwed your life.
Not only is none of that true, it also violates regulations against threatening recruits. 17-year-old Eric Martinez says he was told the same thing when he changed his mind.
You can go to jail, put a warrant out for you, and you spend your time in jail instead of
money. That's enough. Sergeant, that's enough. It's 100 times worse. And if you go track this case, this is a few years ago, there's worse out of Denver and other places. They get them to sign the form in the principal's office. When you get in trouble, they call you in because they now have recruiting stations in the schools, and they're on the playground with them, and they're at the football games, and they go, you got in that fist fight, you're going to go to jail for that. There's a police officer out there to arrest you right now. Or you sign this form agreeing to go to the Army. But because they can't have them sign a binding form till they're at age, because they're a minor, it's a trick form, then once they sign the form agreeing tentatively to think about it, then they say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't sign that. And everybody I know has been told this. Now, that's the stick. They have the carrot, $40,000 signing bonus. But here's the deal. They bait and switch and don't give you the money. Because it's a criminal group. The government is criminal. You can say some of the troops aren't criminal, but the system itself is a... Look, they lie and say you got to take vaccines and there's no law. They're a pack of criminal scum. The schools are there to take your children from you. Do you understand? PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, here's what they're sending the young people. It's got all the ranks and all the little medals they're going to get. Napoleon made jokes about how people give up their lives just for these little pieces of fabric and metal. And it's a great thing to fight for your country if it's being invaded or attacked. But they teach you, no, you can't defend yourself. No, you can't own firearms. That's bad. Only join here. Oh, look, football. It's so much fun in the free calendar. Meanwhile, they lie and terrorize them and tell them they're going to be arrested if they don't join this thing that openly works for the offshore banks and taking over third world countries and now to patrol and police the American people inside the United States. So all the adventure you're going to have, no, really, you're going to be injected with a bunch of cancer viruses. Never forget when I premiered Endgame in Austin, one of Rick Perry's top people, his media director, shows up to see Endgame, knowing Rick Perry was in it, and he said, oh, I'm a big fan. I want you to know when I worked as a medic at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, they brought in all these special forces guys from Bragg. They gave them shots, and 2 days later, they were all dead, and they had us pull everything out and dump bleach on it and screen it. Oh, yeah. That's what the government thinks of you, okay? That's what the government, but you still work for the government. You still trust the government. You still, you know, they know all this stuff is true, but they're still compartmentalized. This isn't a government. This is a criminal group. Oh, but look, it'll be teamwork. You'll do a great job. You'll be part of something exciting and fun. This isn't our government. This isn't our military. This works for the bankers that have stolen trillions and trillions of dollars from us that are bankrupting the nation. I forgot to get it during the break. I'm going to get the magazine cover that... Oh, look, you'll get all this great technology experience, and it's just going to be wonderful for you. You're going to work as a team with Chinooks picking up Humvees in the battlefield. You're going to climb mountains. You're going to rock climb. You know, they know that's fun for the kids. NASCAR. You're going to be involved with NASCAR. It's going to be great. Women, you're going to be flying helicopters. You're going to be out on the jungle gym having fun. You're going to be out there in the commando like war paint on, fighting Al-Qaeda. But then if you find out it's all a fraud like Pat Tillman, they're going to kill you and cover it up. Your buddies are going to kill you. They're going to frag you. Because he was going to come home and speak out against the war, and it's time to die. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Cullen in Florida. Cullen, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I think you do great work. I see all your stuff. My favorite part in all your movies is when you confront a Gergen. But anyway, this call concerns last Thursday when Joe Rogan was on. I listened to your show, and you guys were having an interchange about corruption and the usual stuff. And then he said something like, what if the Anunnaki come to Earth or something weird like that? So I stopped I listened online. I stopped it. I Googled Anunnaki, and I spent 3 days pulling my hair out about this. Bottom line is, have you seen the 2012 preview, the movie 2012 that's coming out by Emmerich?
Yeah,
the end of the world.
Yeah, where the Earth's basically destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the tidal wave or whatever. The preview is this really ominous thing. This guy in the mountains. It looks like the Himalayas. A wave's coming over the mountains. But in any case, I stumbled onto a couple sites that, you know, I got through all the alien crap, and I stumbled onto a couple sites that believe that the South Pole Telescope that was built last year was to track this object that's going to come through our solar system and mess up the Earth's gravity, and the world governments know it, and they've been...
Make a pole shift. Yeah, no, no.
I want to hear your comment, but
go ahead.
But all the movies since 83, and if you look at Emmerich, all the movies he's made are these doomsday sort of Noah's Ark movies, like The Day After Tomorrow he made as well, and it's to confuse the public. This is their premise, and I want to get your comment on it. Mm-hmm. It's to confuse the public so that when something like that happens, you know, they can stage an alien invasion. They can stage all the stuff that we've been conditioned to see.
Yeah,
in movies,
Project Bluebeam.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, what do you think about the South Pole Telescope? Have you looked at it? Apparently, there's a couple of YouTube videos of some pictures leaked. And look, I can't say whether it's true or not. I'm just saying it freaked me out. So have you taken a look at that?
Yes,
at all?
Let me comment on it. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, look. Giant Homeland Security blimps publicly launched 5 years ago. The news, CNN, Larry King Live, ABC, they show them and say, we don't know what it is. The government won't say what it is. It's probably aliens. It's a blimp with the rudders, with the fins, with the pods, surveilling the public. It's a lot cheaper than satellites. They can put them up there and have them sit at 100,000 feet above the jet streams off solar power and scan you and track you and everything you're doing. You know, what does it have to do with the Anunnaki? Well, the media knows those are blimps. Why are they hyping them up as UFOs? Because they want to hype this. So certainly Hollywood and the day after tomorrow and the day the earth stood still, it's all about doomsday, destruction, aliens coming. And so when we come back, I'll briefly finish up my comment about what's really behind that. And then we'll go back to your calls, and I'm going to get into some of the news I haven't got to yet. Then we'll go back to your calls. Stay with us.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Listeners are mailing us clippings of Obama being the savior, saving us. He's saving the Bill of Rights. He's saving the Constitution from Bush. It's all torn up in pieces. He's putting it back together. We've seen that hundreds of times. Look at this. The new global elite. I showed this about 2 weeks ago. Special double issue of Newsweek. And I wanted to zoom in on this because we were analyzing this closer last night. And everything is 666. They'll show three things by three things over and over and over again. And he's got a crown on. There's all this mind control, Illuminati symbolism on here. Down here, again, they'll repeat something three times and have it by three times, then have it by three times and until it forms 666, which is all this Kabbalah stuff. And what this is in Kabbalah, they will, and it's in a lot of other weird mysticism religions, they will draw things. They believe by showing it or showing the numbers or showing drawing a picture, and then like it's like a prayer that it makes it happen. And again, we told you over a decade ago that Madonna was doing Kabbalah rituals in her concerts, and now for about 3 years she's been admitting that for over a decade she's been doing that. So you can laugh at this all day. This is saying the world government, the world elite, it lists all these world elite around him, are giving all their power unto the beast. And I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. I'm saying that's what they believe they're doing. Okay, now answering the last guy's question, I'm going to go through some more of these Obama magazine covers and then some other news, then your calls. To answer his question, Christians thought that Hitler was the Antichrist in Europe, so they stood down to him. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, even some of the Baptists, but they weren't so much into the whole this is the end of the world thing at that time. Those groups were. They went, and I'm not bashing any of these groups. The point is they went along with it and didn't fight back because they thought that it was the end of the world. And so that's kind of a cop-out in the New World Order version of Christianity to say, well, the rapture's going to happen, nothing, praise God they're calling for microchips in world government because that means we're about to be teleported out of here. It's ridiculous. It's not in the Bible. Okay, it says that the beast wages war on the saints and overcomes them. The saints go through the tribulation. But if you don't believe in that, that's your issue. The point is that what they push isn't real Christianity. Now, it's the same thing with Planet X. I remember in 1999, everybody got mad at me. I said Planet X wasn't real. It wasn't coming. It wasn't going to kill us. And then I predicted the guy writing the book about it. He said it was coming in 2002. I said, watch, he'll claim that the Gregorian calendar was wrong, and now it's a year later. And exactly what I predicted he did. And then they said, oh, it's still coming. And then people asked me, what about Planet X? What about the Anunnaki? It's coming through our solar system. Do planets come through? Do planetoids come through? Do giant asteroids hit the Earth? Does it cause massive calamities? Is this stuff, yes, but are they setting the date? And then you've got the Mayans. If you really study what they said, when the Aztecs, in that part of the Mayan culture, who were in power, because it's a Mayan culture, which is different tribes, they just said that 2012 was the end of an age and the startup of a new one. Okay? And that's in their own text. So this whole thing about the world ending, but the globalists love that. They love that idea because then people say, oh, screw what's happening with the economy or the banks and the world order. Why should I fight back? 2012, it all ends anyways. Now, I said I was going to make a JFK film. I've been working on it for 3 years. It's suspended again for the Obama film, then it's suspended again for a 2012 film I'm making. That's my next film. I'm going to rush it out at light speed after Obama so that I can explain that 2012 is a fraud and a lie, but that major crises are going to be happening up until that point and after. Okay? So we're going to make a 2012 film. It's happening. It's in the works. Been in the works for years. I kind of got off on this track last year. If I want to be cinema verite, I want to make a cinema verite film. And I did, and it's a great film. It's the most, quote, entertaining, good to watch, like mainstream, you know, movie. Truth Rising's excellent. And it was kind of like, oh, as a filmmaker, I want to do this. I don't have time to do that. The JFK will be a cinema verite, but and it'll end up coming out. It's just more important to hit these issues right now. By the way, the trailer for the Obama deception, my new film, it comes out March 15th. Normally we make a film in about 6 months, 7 months. We're making this one in 3 months. We've been working on it the last month and a half. And doing some research before that, but over the last 4 months. But I mean, we're doing this in a accelerated program here on top of everything else we're doing because we know the time is short. The enemy's moving against humanity. The enemy knows the time is short, and we're doing that. But there's your answer. I don't get into aliens and stuff like that. Is there a government program to have a fake alien landing? Yeah, that's declassified. Are they hyping it up in the culture? Clearly. And I... You know, talk about that from time to time. I cover what I can prove. There is 666 all over this. This is Kabbalah. He is wearing a crown. It is saying global government with both hemispheres. This is like Church of the Subgenius Illuminati artwork. Yeah, that's what this is. And all this other stuff. 44, which is a big Kabbalah number. Also in the German runes, in the Norse system, that's one of the most powerful numbers. That and 88. Same thing with the Chinese. There's Obama, going to save us. Hundreds of magazines saying this, people are mailing us. 2009 inauguration special, America's Hope, Barack Obama. How he will change our world. What he's going to do for you. If you turn over yourself and your soul and your mind and your thinking process, they're saying just do what he says, he'll fix it. Don't worry about that. Look at this, Parade Magazine. What I want for you and every child, a letter to my daughter. So it's like he's talking to his children, but also all of the other children. He's their father. He's our father. And it's all how we're part of his family. I mean, they didn't do stuff like this for Bush. The full beast system, the full New World Order system is putting their power behind him right now. Here's the gay magazine, The Advocate. What will he do for you first? What will he do for you first? And I should have marked it. We're putting this in the film. It talks about austerity movement, austerity chic, and how not having money is going to be a great thing in the new Obama thing and how we've all lived too good and it's been bad for the earth. Austerity chic and how it's chic. It's stylish. How novelist and performance artist Mike Albo gets by in lean times. And then it just goes through that. Okay. Here is the classic fascist colors. And I've seen Mussolini posters, Hitler posters, Mao posters, Marx posters, Fidel Castro posters, the same coloration. And even... 3 weeks ago, the Washington Post did an article admitting that they're using fascist and communist overtones and nomenclature, but said it's for the good of America. And earlier in the show, I talked about how, well, a caller brought up the point that he told all his conservative friends, don't worry about Obama, you're going to like him. He's acting like an ultra-liberal. The guy's going to increase the wars, the police state, all of it. And then now he's come out on national television and said, well, that was all campaign rhetoric. I agree with Cheney. I need to do what he did. I need the new presidential powers that they claimed they had that I had said was, you know, improper power or tyranny because I do need these powers to fix things. And then here's Newsweek. What would Dick do? Why Obama may soon find virtue in Cheney's vision of power. And that's been the talking point by Cheney and others. And then it's Obama. You know, he doesn't like Cheney, but... He's realizing here that he's got to do it. Oh, he doesn't like it. But there he is signing some order and realizing he's got to do it. So, classic propaganda there. Now, I want to get to these articles and then your calls for everybody that's holding. In Japan... where they have a 1.3, 1.4, depending on which year it is, population growth. For every two people, on average, they have about 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. It varies every year, but dropping. Italy's the same way, Germany, England. If it wasn't for the immigrant populations coming in, they wouldn't even have the numbers to do the basic jobs. And the immigrants come in to, you know, pay taxes and things to pay for the people that are retiring on their pensions. Same thing here with the baby boomers starting retirement this year. Well, they're talking about 70, 80 million people in the next 5 years going, you know, on retirement. Workers urged to go home and multiply. Same thing's going on in Russia. They've got a 1.3 population growth. In fact, I want to get the exact numbers. I haven't looked at them in about a year. Pull up world population growth numbers. And it'll pull up an encyclopedia online. You can see the latest numbers. We'll test this on air and see if my memory serves right. I believe Japan's 1.3, but it fluctuates. Workers urged go home and multiply. Even before one reaches the front door of Canon's headquarters in Tokyo, one can sense the virtual stampede of employees pouring out of the building at exactly 5:30 p.m. And it goes on to say they're being told, go home, have babies. You know, they're going to get money. They're going to get incentives. Oh, here it is in the article. Because I mentioned this earlier, and I haven't read this article yet, they ran it into me. It says at 1.34, so at 1.3, as I said, it's there in the fifth paragraph. At 1.34, so I said 1.3, see, a birth rate is well below 2.0 needed to maintain Japan's population, according to the country's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. Indigenous Americans, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, meaning your grandparents were born here, you know, not immigrant families, I believe the United States is 1.7. Now, we're 2.2 if you count the 30-plus million illegal aliens brought in the last decade. It's called the death of the West. So there's that. Now, what is Nancy Pelosi saying about the United States? Put that up on screen for folks. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi boldly defended a move to add birth control funding to the new economic stimulus package, claiming contraception will reduce costs to the states and to the federal government. What do you think the HPV shot is? Pelosi, the mother of 5 children and 6 grandchildren, who once said, nothing in my life will ever compare to being a mom, and it doesn't, being a parent's just magic, seemed to imply babies are somehow a burden to the Treasury. See, America's done for, folks. We're slated for termination. And what do you hear Ted Turner and all of them saying? Same thing. Fox News, I have a clip of it in Endgame, saying babies are bad for the earth or carbon footprint. You know, we should only have one baby. We need to tax some people that have more than one baby. The revelation came during an exchange Sunday morning on ABC's This Week. Stephanopoulos, hundreds of millions of dollars to expand family planning services. How is that stimulus? That means abortion, folks. Pelosi, what did he sign for Africa and China? Forced abortion in China. That's the liberalism. Less black babies. Well, the family planning services reduce costs. They reduce costs. The states are in terrible financial budget crisis, and part of what we do for children's health is education. Some of those elements are to help the states meet their financial needs. One of those, on the initiatives you mentioned, the contraception will reduce costs to the states and to the federal government. Stephanopoulos, so no apologies for that. Pelosi, no apologies. No, we have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in our economy developing. So abortion. Less babies. She says, less babies is good, more babies bad, abortion good. As if we don't need new people in the workforce to pay for the baby boom after World War II and 60 to 80 million, depending on how you look at the numbers, in the next 6 to 10 years leaving the workforce. They're going to replace those with third world populations. They don't like America. You understand that? They don't like whites, blacks. They don't like indigenous people, by indigenous that have been here for hundreds of years. So, and it's just everywhere. But in Japan, it's the opposite. Now, under the communists, they had these policies in Russia. Did you guys find an international list of world population growth rates? That will find it. Now, I was right. It was 1.3 this year or last year. But again, I go off these numbers from my mind. There aren't always 100%. That's why you got to check them. And that's why I play this little game on air where I check what I'm saying, because it had been a couple years since I'd seen population numbers and I was right. That does not mean I'm always right. Oh, you found them. Okay. Let me see. The regions, world, Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America, Caribbean, North America, Oceania, that's England, and Ireland, Greenland, and Iceland. This is broken down in different ways. I want to see the... Now, this is population growths. Here's one Right over here, this graph shows Europe, the United States, everybody going down. This is a good one. Look at Europe going way down. England going down. And remember, there's immigrants flooding these nations, so these are cooked numbers. It would actually go way down, you know, like a rainbow or a hump. Asia going way down. The world growth rate has gone, the speed of the growth has gone way down. It's going to plane off at about 8.5 billion, all the different studies show. I'm still trying to find one that just shows the basic, maybe that's not the term to search. What's the term they use? At 1.3, well below the needed to maintain Japan's population. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll find those. You can pull those up for yourself. The point is that the best places in Europe have 1.5. Some of them have 1.2, 1.3. Same thing in Japan. And then people are aborting most of the girls in China. So they have hundreds of millions more boys. And they tell them in public service announcements, immigrate to Africa, immigrate to the U.S., immigrate to Israel, immigrate to other countries and go get their women. Now, it's not that I'm even saying Chinese men should be able to go around and find a wife, whatever color they want. The point is their government's advertising, you're not getting a woman here. Go colonize the planet, and that's part of their takeover plan. I mean, literally just to get women, and their social engineers knew that. One reason the Vikings would come to England was to grab the women. So, I mean, it's the same deal over and over and over and over and over and over again. I just hope everybody will visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, because Obama is bringing in a eugenics agenda, taxes and fines and fees and regulations and shutting down family farms and ranches. You go, how's that going to shut them down? If you get a $1,000 a day fine, if your cow dies or runs off or gets hit by a car, they get out and you don't immediately file by computer and pay a fine, a fee to be able to do that, to tell them your cow died, you get a $1,000 a day fine when they find out your cow got struck by lightning and the coyotes ate it. I mean, cows get killed all the time. Well, they just get sick and fall over dead. Sometimes you leave some plastic out, cows will eat it, gets in their stomach, and they die. $1,000 a day fines, $20 little ring that goes around the chicken. You can't sell the chicken for $5 wholesale, but you got a $20 ring around its neck or on its wing under the Animal ID Act. It shuts you down. But guess who's exempt? Tyson, who helped write the Animal ID law, they don't have those costs. So they can wholesale sell their chickens for $2 or $3. Your chicken's going to cost $25 when you sell it. Nobody's going to buy from you. Meanwhile, they got SWAT teams raiding people all over the country selling eggs and milk and cheese. The Amish, the Mennonites, and private people out there living. I mean, this is an attack on everybody. Carbon taxes on everything you do, everything you sell, on life itself, with a cashless society grid, with a new national sales tax they're going to push, which then tracks all your purchases and what you do, because it's going to be a fair sales tax that's graduated where, and that's in quotes when I say fair, where people who have low incomes won't have to pay the sales tax, but you'll still have to swipe the card to show that you, A, deserve to be in the lower bracket and don't have side jobs. They'll know if you've got too much money that you're not in the right tax bracket or that you're working in the black market. So this is all about micromanaging, social engineering, everything you do, every facet of your life. Take a bunch of calls in the final segment. The new trailer is up on Infowars.com for the Obama deception. Promised to go to these callers, so we're going to go into about 10 minutes of overdrive. Guys, punch up the Austin Command Center phone number so I can give it to people, please. And John, Patrick, Nate, Craig, Tom, and Patrick in the UK, that's going to be it. Because there's a bunch of other news I need to get to. You know, talking about how they're domesticating us, institutionalizing us. In England, if somebody breaks in your house and is stabbing you, and you push them out a window or beat their brains out with a baseball bat, you are charged, and then they sue you and win money. Again, they don't want you defending yourself. They're announcing they're not going to let the British Coast Guard go out and save people now if it's dangerous for them. They have to fill out a 30-minute form, it said to take, about where they're going, what the weather is before they're... See, again, it's about nobody can protect themselves except the deadly SWAT teams, the paramilitary police. They get more violent and out of control. We're all domesticated, including other people. They're talking about disarming most police, by the way, here in the U.S., where only the special paramilitaries are armed. And they're totally vicious. Look at this. You know, they've banned dodgeball and tag and running at recess, saying it's violent. Unapologetic coach, 100-0 win, fired from school. The coach of a Texas high school basketball team that beat another team 100-0 was fired Sunday, the same day he sent an email to newspapers saying he will not apologize for a wide margin victory. See, now they're talking about not allowing scores, not allowing, that's socialism. You see, they want to control people that are upwardly mobile, ladies and gentlemen. This is the control system that we're talking about here. And again, I just want to plug for everybody one more time. The new Obama Deception trailer is up. March 15th, it's coming out. And you know, I just picked that date, saying it was the middle of the month, sounded like a good day. And then Aaron goes, you know, because he looked it up, that's the Ides of March. And I said, well, this is saying we want to end the tyranny, but peacefully, you know, kill the idea of socialism, communism, but peacefully. And then I was just informed it's Zeitgeist Z-Day. No intention to do that, but it doesn't matter. It's a good date then. A lot of people, I guess, picked it for things. So the film, The Obama Deception, is coming out March 15th. Before I start taking calls before this show ends, the number for the listeners that are holding right now at Genesis, we're going to turn the phone system on right now. Just the callers that are holding, John, Patrick, Nate, Craig, and Tom. I'll go to you in overdrive just for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars stream listeners so we at least get to you. The number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Now, before I end the show, I do want to just briefly tell you about Ecola Blue. And again, it's just an amazing atmospheric water generator system. It grabs 7.5 gallons on average a day out of the air. We have one here in the office, back in the back office, and it's getting about 2 gallons a day because it's only 20% humidity in here. We had it at the other office at 40% humidity on average, and it would fill up. You know, we'd do more than 7 gallons a day. The point is, it's an amazing system. They have bigger units if you want that. The best place to put it's like your back porch where it doesn't get rained on, but where it has higher humidity. Great tasting pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, and it goes through 7 filters inside: reverse osmosis, tasting, odor removal, UV light, on and on and on. Antibacterial filter. Also, the machine comes in colors red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. We have a black one here at the office. I have a black one at home. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. Check it out today. And please continue to support us. Buy the books and videos, not just because of the best films out there that we produced. We carry all the other great films as well. The best stuff out there, we carry our stuff and others at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We had an important broadcast today, covered a lot of issues, took a lot of phone calls, and for everybody on the AM and FM dial, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, or on stations that re-air us throughout the evening and the morning. But for everybody on the internet streams, the show restarts now at InfoWars.com. We'll be live continually at those exclusive free audio streams right now at InfoWars.com and streaming for PrisonPlanet.tv members to take your phone calls as we go into overdrive. Great job to the crew. And that's right. Thank you for joining us. We're going to do about 10 minutes of overdrive here. Then I'm going to go in there and start battling to work on the Obama deception. But right now, as promised, we're going to go ahead and go to folks' phone calls here and then end this transmission and go back to the retransmission. Will you guys go ahead and punch me up the phone call list? Thank you. Oh, we're still getting their names. I want to be able to finish up with the folks that we're holding on the Genesis phone line system. That's the only problem with Genesis running it when we're live on the AM and FM, and then we go here live. We've got to have folks call that other number. But we will be going to those here in just a moment. I was just covering this at the end of the show. Unapologetic coach of 100-0 win, fired by school. This is out of the Associated Press. The coach of a Texas high school basketball team that beat another team 100-0 was fired Sunday. The same day he sent an email to the newspaper saying he will not apologize for a wide margin victory when the girls played with honor and integrity. Kyle Cooley, the headmaster of the Covenant School, said the Dallas Morning News online edition that he could not answer. The firing was a direct result of Coach Micah Grimes' email disagreeing with administrators who called the blowout shameful. He did not immediately answer phone calls or emails from the Associated Press. On its website last week, Covenant, a private Christian school, posted a statement regretting the outcome of its January 13th shutout. See, they take these games so seriously, folks. You know, the times I lost games, the times I got beat up by bigger kids, the times bad things happened to me only made me stronger. But we teach kids, instead of getting strong and coming back or doing better, or that, hey, that was just a much better team, that, oh, no, it's not okay to excel. But then it's you can't play dodgeball. You can't play baseball. You can't have jungle gyms. And then they're saying if your parents have jungle gyms and you break your finger or your arm, something happened to most of us. I mean, who broke bones out there as a kid on their bike riding around? Whose would you break? I broke my hands. I broke my fingers repeatedly flying off bikes or falling out of trees. Broke my nose. Got a concussion. Are you on air right now? We need to hook that mic up where you can actually be on air, not just me talking to you. But yeah, Jaron, did you ever break stuff? What, did you break your thumb? Well, now, even if you go to the hospital and say, I broke my thumb falling off my bike, CPS will come in and say, well, were you allowed to be out? Well, you weren't old enough to be out riding your bike. Well, we're going to go ahead and take you. Oh, and you got some siblings. We're going to go ahead and try to take those children, too. That is how terrorist this government is, how criminal, how disgusting. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tom in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Alex.
Hi.
Pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to reiterate some of your points that you've been making. First off, knowledge is power. I feel, you know, we were based on a foundation of a nation that was based on principle, and they've turned the shambles into a nation that is overwhelmed by interest. I always felt that it's not how much money you do make, it's how much money you don't have to spend. I think the most important thing is the money isn't everything, but the value of the money is very important. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, having money is about being independent, not having others control you, so it's a good thing. In a hierarchy of needs, though, you shouldn't put money on the top of your honor, your name, who you are, what you build, what you stand for. It's way down the hierarchy of needs. On top of the pyramid of the hierarchy of needs, number one is being a good person, being honorable, and leaving this world in a better situation than you came into it.
Oh, definitely understood. But my point is that the devaluing of our money is where they're stealing our wealth from.
Well, they're stealing it at every angle in this controlled parasitic economy. But yes, they're devaluing it, which is a hidden inflation tax. And
yeah,
steals,
I mean,
and punishes people that save.
Yes, we've been under attack in this country since 1913, and reemphasized in 1933 when Roosevelt took us off the gold standard, and then again in 1976 when Nixon took us off the silver. And ever since then, we've been losing most of our wealth through the government inflation, which actually they're very smart, because the more money that they print, the more money that sticks to their fingers. Because we have to pay more money back on taxes, which I'd like to say that when you fill out an illegal tax return, income tax return, you're filling it out to justify how much profit or loss you made in dollars. We are stupid enough to fill out the tax income tax form, but we are paying taxes on what we've profited or lost.
Yeah, we didn't have an income tax till 1913, as you know, and it's a fraud. I appreciate your call.
Right.
Tom, good to hear from you. Craig in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just calling up because I'm a teacher, and you were talking about the brainwashing, the Obama stuff in school. It's called social reconstructionism. You can't get a teaching degree without learning about it, reading George S. Counts, Shall the Schools Build a New Social Order, and nonsense like that. And that's why now in schools, kids don't actually learn anything important. They have to do group work and plays.
They learn how to work together, not stand up, not be individuals, be a
Borg.
And worse
yet, the kids that are failing are given better grades. They're supposed to. I forget what the thing is called, but you're supposed to give them better grades than the kids that work hard. So you're taking away motives, and the whole reason why people want to work hard is for rewards. I mean,
and
that's
it's
natural.
Going on in the private schools. Just as bad, as evidenced by this. People think the private schools, in some cases, they're even worse.
Of course, because they're going to colleges like Teachers College, Columbia University, Stanford Teachers College, and they teach all the same pedagogy. It's mostly well-meaning people, but they've been totally brainwashed by national educational standards and the educational philosophers that have been writing about New World Order, John Dewey, in the 1910s during World War I.
Yeah, they all said to have a socialist America, but again, not for the people, for the bankers to knock out the middle class where nobody can ever resist them, where everybody's poor, but the elite are international above us, where nobody can be individual, nobody can do better than anybody else, and then it just holds back everybody, including the students that, you know, may not excel at calculus or at engineering, that are supposed to go out and you know, be an entrepreneur or play sports or, you know, do something else.
Well, they think that's progress. They think they know what's better for people. And these are the same people that were behind social control years ago during the progressive era, that we are dumb. They should use euthanetics, not eugenics, euthanetics, where you brainwash people to make them better and control what they do because they can't run their own lives.
Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Nate in Maine. Nate, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I woke up this morning and I heard, I haven't got all the specifics on it yet, but over here in Lewiston, Maine, there was a scuffle between a young man and a cop. And from what I heard, he was just running away. He didn't have any weapons. It was just a hand-to-hand physical scuffle. And he's running through the woods, and he gets shot 3 times in the back and once in the head, killed dead. And now they're talking about having a citizen watch to evaluate what happens when police gets shot in Maine. It's a mess.
And then every time the citizens combine forces now to try to take back their government and have justice, the Obamanoids, the counterfeit of a true grassroots movement will be employed.
Yep. And I know you have limited time, so I just want to leave it at that and say death to the New World Order.
God bless you, my friend. One last caller, Nick in North Carolina. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you again. I was watching C-SPAN late last night, and I saw a guy on there that you might want to talk to, although he could be a neocon. This guy, Peter Wallison from the American Enterprise Institute, the conservative think tank, was up there talking about the most pernicious plot he heard going around, which was to have a regulator for, quote, systematically significant institutions. And he basically said that this was just a plot to get regulation over as many banks and companies as possible.
No, that's what's happening. The upper crust of the elite banks that control the issuance of currency, they're not even banks, they're crime syndicates, are taking over banks, insurance companies, industry. They're going to have a world government run by the banks that regulates everything, including our taxing system, everything. That's what the IMF and World Bank and International Bank of Settlements do to third world countries. They go in and bankrupt. They take them over. So no matter what government you put in, it's the same policies. Same thing with Iceland. They've just kicked out their government after, you know, a month and a half of rioting. Overnight, they went from one of the wealthiest nations in the world. I mean, they were right there with Switzerland. It was hard to tell who was number one. You know, was it Iceland or was it Switzerland? And overnight, because the banks came in and bought off their government and did these derivative scams, they're told your bank accounts are empty. Everything's, you know, done. There's no credit to bring food into the country. Everything's bankrupt. So now they go and remove the government, but that happens in third world nations. That's happened in Argentina and Brazil. They'll just put president after prime minister after president after leader in these countries who've signed corporate agreements that nobody's talking about with the offshore banks. And then Gordon Brown, a month ago, when the Icelanders were trying to go to England to get their money out of British banks, because the British really own Iceland, Gordon Brown used a terrorism law to block hundreds of thousands of Icelanders. You can pull this up, Financial Times of London. In fact, Google that. Gordon Brown uses terror law against Icelanders. Okay? And then they use their British Patriot Act to say you can't have your money. You understand the level of the heist we're talking about? This whole anti-terrorism thing is for us. All these stupid yuppies who think they're part of the system. It isn't for Al-Qaeda, boys. It's for you. Go ahead.
You know where he said this was all coming from? You'll love this. He said all these plots were coming from the Group of 30. Surely no surprise to you.
So they had Peter Wallinson?
Yeah, W-A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
And he's with
American Enterprise Institute. Looks like they were all over the Bush administration, so it makes me dubious. But he was talking straight dope. It was no joke.
Wow, and, so they've even got neocons, Peter Wallinson, the American Enterprise Institute. Folks, write that down. I want to have Aaron get him on. And, yeah, I mean, he was coming right out admitting.
He was against it. He called it the most pernicious idea he heard going around. He said they wanted to regulate systematically significant institutions, and that this was just an excuse to basically regulate everything they could.
Separate from him, you know, we hear everything screwed up. We didn't have enough regulation when they had tons of regulations. The very banks that engineered this are now saying they're going to control industry. When you hear nationalization of Ford or Chevy, you know, GM, when you hear nationalization of your cities, that just means under the IMF World Bank plan that they force the cities and states to sign on to a 100-plus part IMF World Bank plan. This is in my book, A Descent into Tyranny. And I said they're going to force us in the next 8 years to do this. Well, here we are, 7 years later.
Yeah, not even eight.
6 years later.
Can I quote?
It's happening. It's happening. Go ahead.
You've already heard the Wilson quote, the Woodrow Wilson quote, where he talks about there's a power so subtle that men dare not talk about it over their breath.
Yep.
Okay, from 1913, his book, The New Freedom. I went scanning through that book. There is all kinds of stuff in there, Alex. You should take a look at it. I want to just read one quote real quick. He says, further down, he says, what most of us are fighting for is to break up this very partnership between big business and the government. We call upon all intelligent men to bear witness that if this plan were consummated, the great employers and capitalists of the country would be under a more overpowering temptation than ever to take control of the government and keep it subservient to their purpose. What a prize it would be to capture. How unassailable would be the majesty and the tyranny of monopoly if it could thus get sanction of law and the authority of government. By what means, except open revolt, could we ever break the crust of our life again and become free men?
Do me a favor. I am familiar with Wilson. Remember, he wrote the book, The New World Order, as a top professor.
Yep.
They then conned him. Yeah, and then right before he had a stroke, they poisoned him. He wrote letters and went public saying international bankers have taken over. The New World Order is all a fraud. Don't do it. And everybody who wants to see quotes because I know that quote, but I'll end up forgetting, send those quotes to Aaron, 2 A's, and Infowars.com, because I'm going to have some quotes about the bankers and about what founding fathers said, Thomas Jefferson and others. But that Woodrow Wilson one is good. In the film, but so before I forget, I actually had that written, because while I've been sitting here thinking on air today, so I don't interrupt people as bad, I have a tendency to write notes of things and I wanted to say and things I wanted to do. I'm trying to find my piece of paper here that had those notes. But yeah, send the quotes to Aaron at Infowars.com that you think we need to use. And of course, we'll go vet them and check them, but I'm familiar with that quote. Thank you so much, sir. You couldn't say it any better. Okay, we're going to go back into rebroadcast right now from the streams at Infowars.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. live. God bless you all, because we are not going to back down. We are not going to submit to tyranny. We know how real this scientific dictatorship is, and we know we don't have a choice. And that's why I'm burning the candle at both ends. We are putting it in high gear, ladies and gentlemen, and just never mind those brakes, son. We got a run to make. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow. Retransmission starts now. I'm taking the fight. I said I'll never give up.